The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Here we go in 3, 2.
Time to wake up!
Get out of bed. Resistance is futile.
I'm gonna float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Wake up and assimilate today.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Can we all please get back to work?
Get back to work.
Monday.
That's enough.
And I said, Joel's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Okay, here we go.
It's showtime.
Good morning. Yes. Ali could rhyme, right?
He was the master of rhymes.
I ain't smoking, I'm just joking. I'm Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, you are.
Just move on up.
That's right, buddy. Good morning. It's Monday. We haven't quite woke up yet.
We're trying.
What?
Huh? We're trying.
Who?
Monday.
Yeah. Monday. Time to get up, guys. Come on. Let's do this thing.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Okay. 6:05.
High today of 94. I don't like that. Especially since it says there's still going to be thunderstorms today.
Man, they were amazing yesterday.
Yeah, it got intense.
Woo. Poor Lando, he was scared to go outside.
Lando?
He was scared he was going to get hit by lightning.
No, man. Lando, lightning's not going to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You told him it wasn't going to hit him, right?
No.
Did you foster that a little bit? You're like, maybe it will, buddy.
Yeah, you never know, man. Never know. There's a 95% chance that you'll get hit by lightning.
No, that's not...
Yeah, good luck. I had a great time over at Steve-O's yesterday. Great time. Vader did too.
Oh, Teo. Vader had a great time.
Oh, you missed the
another
beginning.
One? Well, you told me what happened in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did something else happen?
No, it was just hilarious. So I got to back it up, though, because... I took Rocket Raccoon, my dog, to obedience school this weekend.
How'd he do?
He was amazing.
Yeah?
In fact, so amazing that I was like, my dog is the smartest dog alive. He was in the class with his sister, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really
like,
cool.
Hey, he got to hang out with the sibling, and I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, and, you know, it was... Well, today we're going to teach them their name. You know, it's really basic. And I'm like, their name? What? This dude's like 10 months old. He definitely...
Yeah, does your dog really know his own name?
Right. And so...
Did he know his own name?
Yeah.
Okay,
full
good.
Full on.
Good.
But there were, you know, there were puppies there. And then we were going through sit and then loose leash training, which is tough to say. You know, so he's not like pulling you because they want them to be like by
heel. You got
to
heel.
So the person in charge of this, which by the way, shout out to Swarf. They do some cool things and we partner up with them. They're the ones that got me to this, obedience school. I think Josette's supposed to come in today because she missed
us. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think so. I don't know. Either way. So she had other dogs and they wanted us to interact with other dogs and make sure, you know, it was going to be cool. And when he got there, he was losing his mind because there were other dogs and he was pawing at everybody and barking and he wanted to play. And then by the end of it, like he wasn't even noticing other dogs.
Really?
Like, yeah, we were doing special exercises where you'd like walk by another dog, like, ooh, here's a new dog.
He was showing off.
Yeah. And at one point, the lady who runs the facility said, see that right there? That is beautiful. Because the other dogs were like, ah, still freaking out.
Beautiful.
And Rocket had laid down at my leg.
Aww.
And just was chilling. Like, wasn't moving, just was comfortable with me. And so I was like, this is going to be great. And then yesterday it happened.
Man. His best buddy came over.
When in real life, you know, you can go to school, you can go to training. I felt like this was the life lesson. You go through the school of hard knocks in life.
Sure.
And so you want to remember, you know, the things that you've learned in school. And so I felt like Rocket learned a bunch of stuff in
school.
You were
excited for Rocket to show off.
So I was excited.
Teach Vader a few new tricks.
Just teach him. Just be cool.
Be a friend.
So you guys showed up for the BBQ of, and NBA Finals with Vader. And it's like, they're bros. They're going to hang out.
Oh, best friends.
And Vader was very excited.
Yeah, so we walked through the door, and I don't know what happened. Was Leslie carrying the dog? Well, Vader, we had him on a leash, and I guess Leslie just kind of threw him down so him and Rocket could reunite. And,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was Rocket saw Vader, and it was...
Never surrender!
That's right. And just started beating Vader to death. Yeah. I mean, he was getting pummeled and... Pod and Vader was flipping over.
It looked like a hockey puck. He was just like...
Yeah, and the leash is still on Vader, so we're all trying to run around trying to grab him. And then you had Brody in the mix. She had Jack and Luke, and you had my kids. And we're like, what? Get the leash! Get the leash! So I finally grabbed Vader.
Oh, my gosh.
But after we noticed he was peeing everywhere.
He was so nervous.
Yeah, he was peeing all over the kitchen, so I grabbed Vader, and right as I... picked him up, he started just peeing.
Spraying.
I mean, like a fountain, just shooting pee.
Everywhere.
No!
Everywhere. But, like, what was crazy?
Chaos.
I don't know how none of us noticed he was peeing because he peed the whole time he was running. So there was, like, this Oregon Trail. Yeah. It was his inside Oregon Trail. All over the kitchen. He peed on the curtains. He peed on my leg. I had to go upstairs and change my pants and take off my flip. He peed all over my leg because he was just running around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Rocket.
Gosh.
Beat up Vader.
Good. He learned it at obedience school.
What kind of training are they teaching him over
there? That's what they did. They said, okay. I bet there were no pugs at that obedience school because they were teaching all the other dogs. Like, if you see a pug, attack. We're trying to get rid of them.
Maybe Rocket was trying to, because he was pushing him, maybe he was trying to scoot him outside because he noticed, because his nose is so low to the ground, that Rocket was peeing everywhere, and he was just trying to scoot him out the door.
Well, at first, his pee was launching through the air. I could think is,
hilarious.
Oh, you know what? We're never going to get invited over here again.
Oh, no way. This was hilarious.
First, it was Caleb.
You need is Caleb to come in the door and break something right after that happens. Like, Vader just be peeing everywhere, and then Caleb run in and go, "Gah!"
Sorry, I broke your bench. I sat on it funny.
Oh, man.
It was hilarious.
It was really funny.
Dogs, man.
Dogs.
But I was like...
Dogs.
I unlearned all of my training, too, because it was like, you just have to be calm with a stern voice and say the name of the, you know what I mean? And I was like, running around, Rocket! Like, trying to grab him, screaming bloody murder, trying to grab him by the ears, like, nothing was working.
Dude, Vader passed out so hard when we got home. I mean, he was snoring like crazy, because... They didn't stop the entire three or four hours we were there.
Time.
They just played tackled each other and rolled around and
they
licked each other. It was crazy.
They love each other.
Yeah.
It was insanity, dude.
Yeah, because Vader's a pug and then which is a small dog, and then you have Steve-O's
dog, which is
a big dog.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I showed up to that obedience school and, you know, Rocket's sibling was there. And he's like twice her size. She's like this sweet little, "Hi, I'm Kaya." And Rock is like, "Hey, man! Hey! I'm going to bite you! Because I love you!" Mm. Like, he's not mean, but he's so aggressive.
Well, a few more classes, he'll be fine.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I only have two more years of this. We're getting his bachelor's. So,
so how long is the course?
I think it's like 4 weeks. I don't know. Okay. I should probably ask
once or twice a week or what?
Oh, just once a week.
That's not too bad.
So, but I've got like homework. You know, I'm supposed to be working with them all week.
Mm.
But after last night, I'm like, I don't even know. What's the point?
Yeah.
Never surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender.
And then, so if you listen to this morning show,
you've heard
Steve-O talk about his creepy neighbors.
Oh, yeah, they were there.
And I got to experience
Dude.
The creepy little girl who let the chickens loose.
Yeah.
They tried poisoning the Jeter family.
Dude, I will tell you right now.
They did?
I feel like this is something we should definitely discuss because we talk about like being a good neighbor and loving your neighbors. So we're chilling. Barbecue is about to commence. Hanging out. And we were just talking about that crazy girl in our neighborhood. We don't know where she lives, but she let our chickens out. And, you know, we're just on the prowl for her, on the hunt, because we want to know where she is at all times. We set up booby traps in the backyard. And all of a sudden, we're hanging out and getting ready. I got the grill going. We're about to start grilling. And then all of a sudden, at the front door comes a knock.
Oh, man, who's this? Who's here? We have more people to watch the NBA Finals.
So I'm like, maybe it's Taylor. I don't know. Okay. So I go to the door, and there she is.
Oh, man.
Oh, the beast.
Creepy neighbor girl.
Was she with her friends? Did she have a couple
other friends? She had
one friend with her.
She had one other friend who was like, hi, I live next door. And then the creepy neighbor girl goes, I live behind you. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Ha-ha. You just gave up your residence. I know which ones your parents are now.
Tricked her.
And before I could say anything else, they pull out a tray of muffins. Well,
yeah.
That's still in question. Man. Tray of muffins. And she says,
or cupcakes?
Do you like cherries? It's the first thing she says. And I'm like, yeah, I do. I like cherries. Well, these are cherries. And we made them all by ourselves. Our parents didn't help us.
Made the cherries?
They're like these cherry muffin cupcake things.
With no frosting.
No frosting. But they're not even, they weren't even like raised. They were, you know what I mean?
It was they weren't cooked all the way through.
No, it was like, they were.
Yeah, where did they cook them?
I don't know.
I don't think they cooked them.
Right. So I was like, and she goes, no, take one.
Just take a bite.
Just try it. And I'm like, well.
I know where they cook
them. We're going to cook dinner right now, so is it cool if I take one and not eat it in front of you and save it for dessert?
And while this is all happening, I'm on the couch just watching it all unfold.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh. This little girl started poisoning the Jeter family.
It was vindication because I always tell stories of my crazy neighbors and nobody believes me. And then somebody was finally there for me to witness.
Maybe she was trying to knock you guys out so she could sneak into the house and get the chickens out.
Like the muffin was full of booze or something. Yeah, I don't know, man. To be completely honest, I was so excited when I walked in the house and Brody saw it and was like, is it my birthday? That was the first thing he said. And then Rocket licked it and I went, oh, darn, the dog licked it. Ah, oh, trash. Yeah. Would you guys have you taken a bite?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I mean, let's be real.
When I got there, the little girl and her friend were outside of, I guess, her friend's driveway. Yeah. They were in the driveway painting a cardboard box white.
With, like, real paint, though.
With real paint, and I pulled up in our car, which is black, and I honestly got paranoid.
Yeah. Taylor kept going out every 5 minutes
I went out.
Check his car.
I went out a couple of times, because I was like, that little girl's going to think to herself, that car needs a white stripe.
Yeah, dude.
Where are the parents at?
Dude, well,
where
are they? When you guys were leaving, we walked outside, and there was, like, seven of them.
What?
Yeah. I'd never seen the rest of
them. They're all hanging out in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, there was a pickup truck, and they're all just in the bed of the truck, like,
they were going to watch the storm.
Yeah. It was.
You need to go out and say, which one of you has a mom that's a witch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And figure it out. Because one of them does.
I don't know where they came from.
The science is there. One of the moms has to be a witch.
They
statistically,
they all gather next door.
They do.
It was weird. Yes. The gathering of the pickup truck bed. It was weird, man. Because they're all just kicking it. And they're like,
well. You better be on guard because they probably watched you leave this morning.
They did. They were watching.
It's like, darn it. It's like
children of the corn.
It didn't work. He's still alive. He's still awake. He obviously didn't eat our muffin.
It's children of the West Side.
So here's the question. If they approach me in the neighborhood and say, what did you think of the muffin?
Then you say, the dog licked it and I didn't get to eat one. If you ever have any more, you can bring them over.
I was just about to say, then they'll go, oh no, we'll make you more.
Just say, okay, that's fine. And just let them keep making you muffins.
You need to meet these parents.
Yeah.
You need to find out what's going on in your neighborhood.
Well, the girl lives in the house with the creepy experience. and like the backyard freaky stuff. No.
Yep.
Like, gotta meet those neighbors, man.
Where did she get it from? Oh, those are your parents.
Man, just judging those neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Just judging them.
Neighbor judge.
Yeah, you see, it's based upon the fruit. And since she literally is.
It was a cupcake.
The fruit of the parents' seed, okay? I feel like I can judge them.
Man, you never know. That could be your future best friend that lives right next door.
Future best friend, it's your future best friend.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Good. That little girl, I can already tell you what's going to happen. You're setting this little girl up as an enemy, and Jack's going to fall in love with her.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
No, he's not.
You're already doing the Romeo-Juliet situation now.
Yeah, Jack and Luke play
you're
with these
setting
kids?
Up a,
no,
a
no.
Capulet-Montague. You're setting it up right now.
I probably am. Oh, great.
She's the girl from the other side of the train track.
She is. The okay. other side of the concrete wall.
Is this the little girl? Hello?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got a little off-topic story.
Well, perfect timing.
Great. Doing, man? So I met Paul Rudd the other night.
No nice. Way.
Yeah, how was downtown he? Santa Fe. Oh, he was super nice, man. He was just having dinner and hanging out with a couple friends and... me and my wife were like, "Hey, can we get a picture?" Because no one in the restaurant had really noticed who he was yet. And I went to the bathroom and I was walking back and I was like, "Who is this guy? I know him." Oh, and you know what? It's Ant-Man.
That's yeah. Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And his back was to my wife's back.
Nice.
And so I sit back down and I'm like, "Honey, do you know who's behind you?" She's like, "No." I'm like, "Paul Rudd." She's like, "Nope. That's not Paul Rudd." Yes, it is.
He had a big beard, like, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got a nice big beard. He's got like the pompadour little haircut going.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "All right, well, now I have to go to the bathroom to confirm." I'm like, "Okay, guess I'm a liar."
Oh, man.
Go to the bathroom.
You guys were freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Was he really nice when he asked for a picture?
Yeah, he didn't take. So here's the thing. He's like, "No, I'd rather not take the picture because. Once it gets started, like, it doesn't really stop." He's like, "If you catch me on the way out, I'll do the picture." And we're like, "Oh, okay, yeah. Totally cool."
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you waited for him?
Sweet. Yeah, so we waited for him. Oh, yeah. Only like 6-7 hours, you know?
Right.
Till the bar closed at 2 a.m.
Right.
But, no, I'm kidding. but no, yeah, he's a super nice guy.
That's very cool, man.
Yeah, post that picture up at our Facebook page if you get a chance.
I will, yeah.
Did you tell him your favorite morning show wants him to come on the morning show?
No, I didn't get around to that part.
Man.
But
come on, man. You waited for him for 6 hours.
That's all we want.
I'm sorry. Okay. I should have just written the phone number down, you know, and handed it over to him. That wouldn't have been creepy at all, but...
Yeah.
Been awesome.
Call this number, Paul.
Call it. Better call.
All right, guys. You have a good morning.
You too.
Thanks, bud.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It is Monday. Your Monday mindset. What is it? What happened to you over the weekend?
What is it?
My Monday mindset run into is Paul Rudd. Yeah. That's the second person in the last couple days that has told us a Paul Rudd story.
Yep.
Anybody like, else? Who else met him?
The guy at the baseball game.
Baseball game. Showed us the picture. Because he did take a picture with his son, but that's exactly what he said. He said he felt bad because Paul Rudd was nice and took a picture with his son, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of people just went.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he stood there for the next like hour or so, just taking pictures with kids. Because he can't say
it's
no.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, especially kids.
And so kids were just taking pictures, and he said he had parents coming up going, "Thank you for being bold enough to ask first." You know, so people were like wanting to take a picture with him, but nobody... you know, wanted to go up and ask. And so poor Paul Rudd sat there for like an hour just taking pictures with kids.
Dang.
Picture.
So would it be polite if you run into Paul Rudd, you walk up to him and you say, "I really want a picture. Could we walk over here and go around
the building? Can we go into the alley? Just real quick? Yeah. Hey, Paul, totally cool, man.
Could you maybe just walk over here so nobody can see us and we can get a snap a picture? I don't want, you know, a crowd of people to start, you know.
Freaking out. So just walk into an alleyway.
Is that the polite way to do it?
No, because then he's like, you want to walk into an alley?
What if you just run up to him and go,
no.
No, that's
I would never do that. I think the only way that would happen is if my 3-year-old was with me. Because Brody's favorite movie is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Favorite. Loves Ant-Man. He would lose his mind.
Yeah.
And so he's 3 and he doesn't understand the divide of like, that's just an actor. You know what I mean? So... I think if I saw him, I'd just try and get him on our morning show.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, man.
He's so good.
I was watching, there was a rerun of Fallon this last Friday, and it was Paul Rudd. And that guy, they were doing the Styx music video. And,
oh, yeah, that
and
was
talking
a good one.
Civil War. And he's just, he's so quick. He's great. I love him. So,
yeah.
Thanks, Paul Rudd, people.
Ant-Man.
Well, we got a big show, guys. Huge show.
Ginormous?
Mm-hmm.
Astronomical.
Today is June 6th, 2016. Let's go back 172 years ago in 1844. The Young Men's Christian Association was founded in London.
Who?
The YMCA, man.
Oh.
Yep.
That's what YMCA stands for?
What did you think it stood for?
I had no idea.
Really? Like, really, really?
Yeah. Young what?
Young Men's Christian Association.
Huh.
The YMCA Cowboy.
So then after that, they made this song, and that was when they were, like, well, backsliding
it was started,
or something?
No, it was
they
started
were, like,
in,
short shorts and, like, got weird?
It started in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about the 1970s.
That's true. Yeah. That was their 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
They're right? Like, let's go wild, yeah. Guys. I'll be the cop.
Then 120 years ago, in 1896, a bored fisherman named George. George and Frank, they set off from New York on a quest to become the first people to row across the Atlantic. No motor, no sails. They had an 18-foot boat stocked with 5 pairs of oars, 60 gallons of water, and lots of canned foods. Each man rowed 18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours a day were allotted for sleeping and 1 hour for eating. And 55 days later, they landed on Britain's Scilly Islands to complete their 3,000-mile journey. They Dang. Did it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's impressive.
Man.
Can you imagine rowing 18 hours a day?
I do no. it every day.
They must have been ripped. Seriously.
We are.
Best shape of their lives, yeah, man.
It's called cross-Atlantic fit.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? That's a
CrossFit Atlantic. Okay.
You happy with that one?
No, not even a little. I am ashamed.
Okay, we got a huge show, so we'll talk about it coming up.
Interviews today, right?
We got a couple big interviews this morning.
Who booked them?
I don't remember.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember.
Yep. 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 Wasn't me. Wasn't Teo. We'll talk about who Steve-O booked when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tributes paid around the world for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. Funeral plans are solidifying. His family will accompany Ali's body to his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky over the next few days, and a private funeral is scheduled for Thursday.
Donald Trump has complained that a federal judge overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University has been unfair because he is, quote, Mexican.
He's not treating me fairly.
The Stanley Cup Final is moving to San Jose for Game 4. The San Jose Sharks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
An oil train derailment and fire has damaged essential city services in a small Oregon town, say officials in Mosier.
Tops at the movie.
Why are we going with the turtle?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, selling $35.2 million worth of tickets.
Los Angeles County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says Topanga residents are being warned to get out.
We're concerned that fire could move east toward the residents in Topanga Canyon.
Novak Djokovic has won the French Open. The Serb becomes only the third man in tennis history to win 4 consecutive major championships.
6:36.
I had a day of 94 degrees.
94. No accidents to report right now that you're looking traffic.
338-3700. That's our phone number. We have a live line. You can text the show. You don't even have to call us. You can just text us.
That's
your
right.
Thoughts. What's that number?
585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. Give us a shout out.
Coming up at 7:10, comedian Ben Glebe. You probably know him from the Idiot Test.
You idiot. I've never seen that show before.
I haven't either.
Apparently you have.
I don't have games.
Apparently you watch it. I don't have, yeah.
My kids watch it.
Guess you have a really cool
Dex, it's okay
cable
to say
package.
You do.
I sat cool. down and watched it one time with my kids, and the host, who is Ben Glebe, was the most annoying host I've ever...
Aren't you glad I booked this?
Yeah.
I just knew you love game shows, so
this,
I was like,
this is this another
guy,
one that Dex turned down.
This guy hosts.
And I didn't even know that he was
shows.
The host of Idiot Test.
Gosh.
Are you excited?
So excited.
How many questions are you going to ask
me? Oh, I have so many for him.
We should do
so
Idiot
how did
test
you get that
Christian
job?
Christian-wise.
Yeah.
For him.
You know what? He might be funny. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
I didn't think he was funny because it's just the super cheesy jokes on the game show. And
yeah.
It's like watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the host jokes. It's just everybody laughs, but they have to because they hold signs up to say laugh.
Esquire called him one of the six comedians who could be comedy's next big thing.
Okay, well.
So.
Don't listen to me,
his
guys.
His birthday
I mean,
is like, you
it
know.
Might be funny.
No, I'm going to listen to you, Dex.
It's like 37.
My kids love Idiot Test.
Do they?
Yeah. It's a pretty good game show.
I feel like it's on par with that Jeff Foxworthy game show he had for a minute. A
little bit. It's
whatever
like that
was. What was that called?
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That's the one. I feel like it's about like that.
Yeah, a little bit. So 7:10, comedian Ben Glebe will be joining us on the show. And at 8:50, Steve-O booked Lisa Gibbons.
Yeah. Whoa.
This one is a pretty good interview. It's a pretty good book.
Tell him why. It's interesting, Steve-O. Tell him why.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think everybody probably knows her from Entertainment Tonight, right?
Sure.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
Lisa,
she hosted
Lisa Gibbons
for a lot of years.
However, she won Celebrity Apprentice.
It's one of my shows.
That's one of your shows.
Oh, I remember this lady.
Yeah, she was a co-host on ET for years.
She was awesome that season that she won.
On Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, she was great.
So I want to talk to her about Trump. Because honestly, I mean, he was here recently. He's making the rounds in the nation. And speaking of rounds, shotguns, you know, stuff like that at his rallies. So I want to know what it was like because she saw him when the cameras were off.
Right.
I want to know what kind of a dude he was or is in real life. And, you know, I want to talk about how much of this is an act. How much of this is really him?
Mm.
And she's got a brand new book. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting considering the way that Trump's been running his campaign. She kind of has a different approach to life with her book.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yep. Her book is called Fierce Optimism. Mm. 7 Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big.
Playing nice and winning big.
Mm-hmm. Well, some would say Trump is not playing nice.
Right. When it comes to politics, does anybody play nice, though? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Attack ads, all the different shenanigans that everybody does. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I'm really excited for that one.
That'll be at 8:50, Lisa Gibbons.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady. It is a Monday Mindset. We'd love to hear your mindset. Something happened over the weekend? You want to share? Oh, what's God stirring in your heart? Anything? How about you guys? Anything?
I ate late, so I think it's just heartburn. But up here,
yeah.
I
when
this.
I was driving to work,
I'm just kidding.
You really don't have heartburn?
Oh, is it because I cooked last night? What are you trying to say? Uh-oh. I grilled, buddy.
I know. Uh-oh. And I was driving into work this morning, and uh-oh, I had to burp, and it
oh,
was like
no,
acid reflex. Oh gosh, that's the burger I ate left or. Burgers I ate last night.
Yeah, I will say
I ate last night.
We indulged in some yummy burgers that I cooked.
Oh, they were great. They were
that
just
mac
great
and cheese with bacon, huh?
Ooh.
I had two plates of that.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah,
I was so miserable last night when I was going home because I was so
you
full.
You ate late.
Ugh.
See, I ate at a good time, but I ate a whole lot when I ate.
Mm.
I had a double burger and then I had another burger.
I never think to make a double burger when I'm cooking burgers at home.
I can't. Why?
I just always make two. I don't know why I don't think. Make a double
make
burger.
Make a double burger. It's less bun.
Yeah.
You had two different burgers. I'm like,
it's
why would you do that?
It's less bun and more fun.
Okay.
It is.
It's
because you're like, oh, double burger. You're crazy.
Steve-O's got some really good whiskey tangos this morning.
I do.
We'll talk about a guy who offered a cop a ride to catch a criminal.
Oh, cool.
And a little girl. Well, you know, Steve, you don't have girls.
Taylor,
you don't have a girl.
No. I do have Panda the cat.
I have a daughter. And Starmie, if you have a daughter out there, you can totally relate to this, because when your little girl is little, she wants to be what?
A princess.
A princess. She wants to be a princess. She wants to wear the dresses. Man, Jaden had, she had probably 15 different dresses that she would,
sheesh,
she would just love to put on. And gosh, those dresses, they drove me nuts.
It's almost as many as you have.
Well, this little girl, she decided that she didn't want to be a princess. She wanted to be something else.
Okay. In America.
And the pictures are really, really awesome, because she's standing next to all the other little princesses, but she's not a princess.
What is she?
Take a guess. What do you think she is?
A T-Rex.
A UFC fighter.
No. You have to wait and find out.
Oh, come on!
We'll talk about it coming up.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Two men were arrested after an Albuquerque gunfight.
Whoa!
Shootout happened near Ortiz Drive and Bell Avenue. Police arrested two men after a shootout in southeast Albuquerque on Sunday. Happened about 3 p.m. yesterday at Ortiz Drive and Bell Avenue. The two men were having a conversation in the middle of Ortiz Drive. So, you know, normal out in the middle of the street talk. When a fight broke out, multiple shots were fired, investigators say. One of the men drove his sports utility vehicle down the road to Catherine Avenue and Madera Drive, where he was found by police and promptly arrested. The other man was arrested after he retreated into his apartment complex nearby. Both of the men were wounded by the gunfire and were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Neither man cooperated with investigators, and the incident may have been a drug deal that turned violent.
It's like the Wild Wild West.
It is. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali passed away late Friday night at the age of 74. According to a family spokesperson, the cause of death was septic shock due to unspecified natural causes. Last week, we heard that he had been hospitalized with a respiratory problem, and at the time, his rep said he was in fair condition, and he wasn't expected to be there long. In a morbid way, that did turn out to be true. For what it's worth, it sounds like the issues he was having were complications related to Parkinson's disease, which he'd been battling for 32 years. Ali will be laid to rest on Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, which is his hometown. There will be a funeral service at 2 p.m. at the KFC Yum Center. It will be open to the public and available to stream online at alicenter.org.
A lot of his issues, do you think, the Parkinson's was worse because he got hit in the head so much? Do you think
I'm sure there's some kind of connection.
Well, I'm no doctor. That's what I'm going to leave it at, because I'm not a doctor.
Could he still talk and everything, or was he pretty silent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He started training at the age of 12, went on to be the 3-time world heavyweight champion. Dominated boxing during his 21 professional career from 1960 to 1981. His record was 56-5 with 37 knockouts.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world, and I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world.
Holly Holm posted this really cool video on Instagram over the weekend of Muhammad Ali, and he dressed up as a janitor, and they were in a classroom, and
there was
a little kid up front, and I think his idol was Muhammad Ali, and so he kind of snuck behind him and then took off the janitor outfit, and he had his boxing shorts on, and he kind of went around and started doing his boxing moves, and the kid was just in shock that Ali was right there in the classroom. It's pretty cool. He did a lot of cool stuff.
He's
a draft dodger, too.
I was going to say.
He was arrested and stripped of his boxing title after being found guilty of draft evasion, and this was in 1966, because he refused to be drafted into the military because of his religious beliefs. He was Islamic, and his opposition to the Vietnam War. But in 1971, the Supreme Court overturned his conviction. He had been suspended for 4 years.
Man. Mm-hmm. He was definitely, I'd say, the greatest boxer ever. I mean, the reason why we have boxing today and mixed martial arts is because of that guy.
Man, but I gotta be honest, I think MMA has kind of changed some things, because this weekend on ESPN there was some boxing, and I'm like, you know what, I haven't watched boxing in years, but you know, because it was you know, they were honoring Muhammad Ali and there were some fights, I'm like, I'm gonna watch boxing.
Yeah, this would be great.
Yeah. And I was bored to tears.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
I don't know if I just got, like, MMA spoiled. I'm like, kick him. Take him to the ground.
Take him to the ground. Ground him down.
Do something. Is this
him.
Is really it?
Just kick him.
Yeah. You guys are literally just going to jab each other and just paw at each other for 30 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Dude, that's boxing.
Man, it was terribly boring.
How many rounds do they have?
I only had to watch a 6-round fight.
Oh.
And I was just like, this is... One guy got knocked down once, and it was like, ah, and everybody went nuts. But then he, like, stood right back up, and I'm like, no, dude, that wasn't even, like, a takedown. Come on, bro. He just got caught quick. He was right back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 rounds, is that the average boxing match? I don't know. I've never really watched boxing.
Yeah. I remember being a kid.
Watching like Mike Tyson?
Yeah. My mom would always get the Tyson fights, you know? My sweet little Baptist mom. Tyson fights!
How much were they back then?
Oh, I don't even know.
Probably like $6.
I don't even know. But it's just so different.
I'm trying to think. Back then, how did you order... did you order pay-per-view the same way? Like, what did you have? Did you
probably
have a dish?
Probably just had to call the phone number on the screen, right? Or something.
That's right.
That's it. You called the number.
I remember
number
having to call to...
Call now.
Yeah.
Order this pay-per-view.
It's ridiculous.
Operators are standing by.
Oh, $79.99. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking it up. I got to look it up. Like an average fight of a pay-per-view back then.
Because I remember my brother, when I was in high school, he was watching the very first UFCs. They ordered like UFC 1 and UFC 2 and had like Tank Abbott and, mm-hmm. and all these crazy. Chuck Liddell, he was old school like
that
too.
The only pay-per-views we ever did, my friends and I, were in WCW or the WWE.
Yeah.
So that's the only one.
Gosh, that's crazy. Whoa. Thinking about how you ordered movies back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, okay, you got to remember that this is like 20 years ago, so obviously in inflation. Some were $19.99, $39.99 were some later ones. So it was there was still about $40. So that's, I guess not a lot has changed, because now that it's like 60.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why this weekend there was a UFC pay per view, and I was like, pass.
Yeah.
Sorry. And apparently it turned out to be pretty exciting.
Which one was the one this weekend?
Michael Bisping.
What number was it?
199. So 200 is in...
that's the next one. That's the big one.
About a month.
John Jones.
DC.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, man. That was a huge announcement over the weekend.
And then it's Miesha Tate and...
Yes.
Who's the other... Who's the gal?
Is it cat?
No, she's fighting on
Felicia
that card.
Hardy.
No, it's Nunez. It's Nunez.
There you go.
Nunez.
I just snapped at you.
He's Nunez.
Nunez. Dude, everybody's fighting. Diego's fighting on the
Diego
card.
Diego Sanchez.
Yeah. We need to get Diego in studio.
Heck yeah.
He always said he'd come in.
I could.
I'll shoot him a text.
I was going to say. I'll shoot him a text.
I'll text my friend Dave.
We're now. Yeah, I do.
I'm going to text Dave and say, hey, Dave.
It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to my news.
Yeah, sorry.
A new study has found that if you pee in the pool, it can combine with the cleaning chemicals. And inhaling that can damage your genes or possibly even cause cancer.
Whoa.
Now, when I'm saying genes, I don't mean your Levi's. I mean like your G-E-N-E-S.
Your genetics.
Your genes.
Guys, this is why I am the way I am, because I was on the swim team and I peed a lot because I was terrible.
If you're not constantly in swimming pools, you're probably fine.
Oh,
man.
Great.
Burger King just started testing a Whopper burrito. Basically, it's all the Whopper ingredients rolled into a tortilla. including pieces of hamburger and melted cheese, and they're calling it the Whopperito.
Wow.
That thing would probably go over really well here. Put green chili in that joker. Everybody here would eat it.
Is that gluten-free?
No. They already do tortilla burgers here.
Is that GMO?
I don't know what a GMO is. Is that GMO? Is that MSM?
Just checking, man.
Guys, I had to buy...
Just checking.
I had to buy joint supplements yesterday.
Did you feel old having to do that?
No. I was stoked about it. I did some internet research, figuring out what the best kind was, and luckily for me, found a good deal on it. But, so my knees creak. They go...
Did you try WD-40?
Yeah. Okay, that's I WD-40'd them. I dipped them in chicken grease. Mm-hmm. I've done everything.
Didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Had to buy the pills.
Had to.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I put Botox in my knees.
No, what?
For our Botox section.
Okay.
Botox. Hey, we went last week. The back of my knee.
Yeah, I thought you were being serious for like 0.4 seconds.
How would
like,
I do that?
Is that a real thing? Oh, my gosh.
You really are the Tin Man.
I bought it at Walmart. I bought my Botox at Walmart and just injected it into your knees.
We just got a text on the live line. Somebody saying, wait, what's the Brock Lesnar announcement?
What?
Okay, for those that didn't know, breaking news, UFC 199 happened this weekend, and they showed a promo for UFC 200. Well, at the end of the promo, you hear, "Can you see me now?"
And it was John Cena!
Brock Lesnar throwing a punch! And yes, it is official. Brock Lesnar was added to the fight card of UFC 200. WWE actually released a statement late last night saying, yes, it's true. Yes, we've granted him a one-time participation in UFC 200. He's not being added to the active roster in the UFC, but he is going back and throwing down at UFC 200. And then he'll be back for SummerSlam for the WWE. But
nice.
I'm actually really shocked that the WWE is allowing him to do that. Because what if he gets hurt? He'd get really hurt. He's going to really fight at UFC 200.
Yep. It's going to be a good time.
That was a big announcement.
Huge show coming up.
Brock Lesnar. No. No?
No.
Couldn't get in on the show.
No.
But we got Ben Glebe.
He's a comedian, and he's the host of Idiot Test. We'll have him on the show.
He doesn't pull any punches, am I right?
No. We'll have Ben on when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, Starmy.
Starmy.
It is 7:08.
High today of 94 degrees.
I believe we have Ben.
This is Carl with Wiseman Media.
Carl!
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Let me connect you with Ben Glebe in just a minute. He is finishing up with the last host, and he'll be right with you. You guys ready?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. 1 second.
Did you hear that, Ben Glebe? Glebe.
Perfect show. Grammy Award.
I did.
You don't want to listen in.
Why?
Because it's always weird, and it's, I don't know.
Is that hand or fire? I mean, what is that like having to,
you know,
stop
them
and sit in to talk with you?
Right.
It was fun, but it was very...
Really wanted to listen in.
No, it's so odd.
Could be in your weirdo.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
You want to listen to other shows?
Probably smart that we don't.
No accidents to report now. Okay. Now let's go back and listen.
Traffic! Huge... Musicians coming towards me. I'm about to interview them in like 30 seconds, and I don't know even their name.
Oh, jeez.
Quite hard to conduct an interview that way. And
hey,
so I'd be like, trying to like frantically tear through this notebook they gave us, this like lookbook notebook, and briefly learn two facts.
All right, why don't you go ahead, run down who Ben Glebe is.
Well, he is a comedian, actor, writer. He's known for a few shows, Chelsea Lately. He had his own show, The Glebe Show. He was also Marshall in Ice Age Continental Drift, who's Sid's brother. He was one of the sloths. He had the cool Bieber hair.
Y'all slothy.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny moments, like Selena Gomez.
Man, they're going late.
They're just way late, guys.
Just cut them off, Carl. Just cut them off.
Cut them off.
Get
them off.
Give him the beep.
Listen.
He can speak Spanish.
Well, he was Goya.
Oh, no.
In the Book of Life.
I do not speak Spanish.
Oh, he doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh, sorry about that. I made Jewel sing foolish games with me. She mostly just watched me sing.
Yeah, the idiot test is very, very idiotic.
Yeah, the idiot. And,
how so?
Well,
Clive Davis.
I happen to not be a fan of this guy at all.
Stop it
which is
right
funny,
now.
Which is funny because I didn't realize who it was, and then Steve-O booked it. And then I realized, oh, no, this is the guy that drives me crazy.
Now he does. Hey, love.
They're walking by.
Oh, my. Carl, cut him off.
I said, here the producer's like, Ben, you got to get J-Lo. Please, please. They walked right by.
Oh, man.
But what was he doing on the red carpet? What was Ben Glebe doing on the red carpet? Glibin.
Also coming up at 8:50 this morning, we have Lisa Gibbons.
Oh,
she was she hosted Entertainment Tonight for a long time. She won Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It was this last season of Celebrity Apprentice, actually. I was a fan. I watched it.
The last season?
And it was like this magical moment. Yeah, I was kind of hitting on her.
They're still going.
Because that was like 2009, 2010, I thought she did that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was recently.
No. I really wish you would do your homework.
Look it up.
Okay. I just did. 2009, 2010.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, there we go.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I'll miss you. I love you forever.
All righty. You have a great day.
He better say that to us.
It was 2015.
Right, so moving on to the next season. Now we're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you're going to be talking to Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. Hey, guys.
What up?
Hey, Ben.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Not a whole lot.
Dex, Steve-O, and Taylor, what's going on, my friend?
Just chilling,
Taylor
man.
Hansen here.
Yes, I love it. Dude, excited to talk to you today. I am now my kid's hero because I'm talking to Marshall from Ice Age, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, my pleasure, man. Sorry it couldn't be Sid from Ice Age, but his younger brother does the trick, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's got the cool Bieber haircut, so it's actually kind of cooler, you know. I like it. Yeah.
Like that. No one's referred to my character's haircut as Bieber haircut. I got to put that in my bio.
Yeah.
There you go.
This animated character has the haircut of Justin Bieber. It's Ben Glee.
Yes. I love it, dude.
Do you happen to own a sloth? Because I have four.
No.
Gosh.
I don't. And I'm going to call animal services on you.
No,
alien.
You're not.
Get him.
No, you're not.
Get
Ben.
Him. Get
you
him.
Don't do it.
No, you should.
I love it.
I think it's great to have sloths. They're not going to do much around the house with their lovely decor.
Yep. Yep.
He's right, though.
One time, though, I did, when Ice Age 4 first came out, I was booked on a local television show in, I think it was Seattle, Good Day Seattle or something. And I show up, and they told me I was going to be the second guest, not the first guest. So I was already a little bit like, oh, really? I'm not the main guest? Okay. Who's the first guest? And it actually happened to be a sloth from the zoo.
Wow.
So I was hanging out backstage with this sloth, and I have photos and videos of me and the sloth both hanging from the trainer's arm. It was pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's man.
Awesome. That's
cool. Incredible.
That's good.
So you currently host Idiot Test on the Game Show Network. So you've been on both sides. Like this morning, you know, we were hanging out waiting, and we could hear, you know, the interview before. So you've obviously been on both sides of the interview coin. What's it like waking up knowing, okay, I got to talk to 19 strangers, and I'm gonna have to say probably the same thing over and over, or is it just old hat because you host a game show?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, I love doing it. I love spreading the word about the show. I'm on a solid 3 hours maximum of sleep at the moment. So,
beautiful,
you know,
good.
You just do it. It's like a dreamscape.
It's a dreamscape. Yes, dude. Yes.
Talking to people around the country. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if this is real life or not, but it feels great.
What were you doing last night that you were...
Sorry, I misspoke that again. That was dreamscape.
Dreamscape.
Was at home.
That's cool.
See, when you say dreamscape, I immediately just think of Dennis Quaid. Like, I'm just thinking of the 80s movie that terrified me as a child.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Quaid.
Yeah.
In the end of...
That was perfect.
See,
not Mars Attacks. Which one is it?
That was Total Recall. Totally different movie.
Wrong point, but I just used the word Quaid as a as a launching point.
Yeah.
Makes you guys laugh. It seems like it confused you both, all three of you. You all seem stunned, and I'm sorry for it.
No, stunned. It's incredible.
Completely
oh,
stunned.
Oh, man. So, Idiot Test, let's talk about this, man. I was watching Kidiot Test, and I'm like, okay, so you got these grown-ups. Is it easier to kind of jokingly mock grown-ups for being dummies than, say, children? I feel like it'd be much tougher.
Oh, it's far easier, yes. Nobody seems to mind when I make fun of grown-ups. You have the kids on trying to play their hand at our brain puzzles. It definitely have to walk a little bit more delicately. I tend to make the jokes more about myself on those episodes.
Yeah.
They'll do something stupid and I'll be like, that's okay. I'm pretty dumb myself. I mean, you have to really...
Have you ever had, like...
delicate glove. I'm surprised at all they allow me to moderate four children.
Yeah.
If people really don't know me well, they don't know that I'm unfit to be a parent or be around children, but I do it, and I fake it for the half hour.
See, that's perfect. See, I got kids, and they're in Little League, so I understand the crazy parents because, I deal with them on the huge. So, have you had any crazy parent scenarios?
Weird thing about English language, if you notice how strange it is, there's no way to spell the abbreviation for usual. Huge. How would you spell huge?
I've run into that too.
Yeah.
Trying to put it in like a tweet or something.
Yeah.
How do you.
On the huge.
Is it USU?
Well,
no, that's not it.
You can't spell it huge.
It's not USE.
No.
Yeah.
All I can think of is like UDSJE, maybe.
There it is. That's the only way to do it.
You're trying to abbreviate, and you just spelled it. It's like more letters than anything on the. That's incredible.
How would you spell it?
Well, that's why it's Idiot Test.
I like it.
It's a flaw in the English language that makes me feel like maybe I've identified a glitch in the matrix. Maybe that's how you know that we're not really doing what we think we're doing.
There you go. We're all plugged in.
Oh, it's weird. Oh.
Dude, incredible.
We're talking with Ben Gleb from Idiot Test, and you do some comedy stuff, too. You're a big comedian. And do you prefer going out on the stand-up compared to doing your little show?
Your little show? Oh, dude.
Little show.
Ben,
little show.
Fight him to the death.
The show's not that big, and it's pronounced Idiot Test. Other than that, I love the question.
Yes! Yes!
You failed, Dex.
No,
thank you.
No.
Thank you, Ben.
I was testing you. I was testing you.
That woke me up, I'll tell you that much.
No,
there
dude.
You go.
Thank you so much. Give him as much crap as possible because Dex here, he's just, you know, he's the host. He's the one that, like, your kids love this show, Dex.
Kids love it.
It's Idiot Test.
It drives me nuts every time they watch
this show.
It drives me nuts.
Is literally, you are not paying much attention while your kids are watching. That's why they're outsmarting you already.
Yeah!
The brain's sharper, oh. Solving the brain puzzles. You're sitting there eating Fruit Loops in the background confused.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ben, but after the first joke, I'm out. I can't handle it.
Oh, interesting.
Team
That's hurtful.
Ben. Team
even
Ben.
Before that, I say my name in the first 1 second of the show. So it's just so intimidating. I get it. It's just no problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, this is good. This
you can't
good.
Fight Marshall from Ice Age, man. Yeah, you just can't do it. All
true.
Right? I like him.
Marshall. No, I'm kidding.
It's Marshall from Video Test.
I love stand-up more than anything. That's where I started. That's what I do all year round when we're not shooting Idiot Test. I'm on the road performing live to people around the country. And you can get tickets to my live shows at BenGleeb.com. But my first ever Showtime special just premiered on Friday. It's called Neurotic Gangster, and it's rerunning right now on Showtime all the time, and it's available on demand. It's an hour of me uncut. There's no kids around me. There's no celebrities. There's no brain puzzles. It's just me and a mic doing what I do best. So check it out on Showtime. I think you'll enjoy it.
Dude, Ben, thank you so much. Before you go, because I know you got like 19 other interviews to get to, we have a live line where people can text in thoughts and comments. How about this? Y-U-J-E. Huge.
Y-U-J-E. Huge. That's huge. More of a Bernie huge. Sanders huge.
Huge.
More of a Donald Trump huge.
That's
or a Bernie
true.
Sanders huge. We're going to have a huge revolution, and I'm probably going to lose soon.
Amazing.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, Ben thanks, Ben. Have a good day.
Incredible.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right.
Huge.
Man. Well, it wasn't the worst interview.
Hell yeah.
Here's
right.
a good one. U-S-H-E. Huge.
Now, I see. But I thought they huge. Just misspelled Usher.
Usher.
Huge. It was huge.
Hey, I was just trying to change the subject, Dex, so we could get...
Why do you hate that guy so much?
I'm just not a fan.
Gosh! Yeah, not maybe don't put it out there. Like, he's... It's like, what, 7 a.m.? And he's trying so hard.
You know, though, he woke him up.
He fell right into my trap, too. Gosh. He did.
You trapped him.
Never going to have Ben on the show again.
Well, you trapped him or you misspoke.
No, I didn't misspoke. One. Because if you listen earlier, I said idiot test.
You didn't.
And then you said idiot test.
I said idiot test. And he took it, man.
He did.
You could tell he was a little frustrated with that. And I totally roasted him. I mean, I just roasted him. I mean, okay, he roasted me, really. He was actually pretty nice. Pretty nice guy. I mean, I had to dump him twice, but Steve-O.
We did have to dump
him. Wait, twice?
Hell yeah.
Was it when he advertised his stuff?
No, I only dumped him once.
We should have done that.
Okay, I'm like,
I was making it more dramatic.
He should have.
It was just once. Coming up at 8:50, Lisa Gibbons will be on.
I'm excited about this.
She's a really, really nice lady.
She is a really nice lady.
She won Celebrity Apprentice this last season with Donald Trump. The last season.
And she won with she was up against Geraldo, right? Or he was in the mix somehow.
I'm just trying to remember who she was going up against last season. I think Geraldo was on there. Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
On February 16, 2015, she was named the winner of Celebrity Apprentice.
That's good.
So right? there was a season of Celebrity Apprentice airing while Trump's been on the campaign trail?
No. I don't think so. No. This was before.
Oh. I thought you just said 2016. Did you say
2015.
2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This was before. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is the new host of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Which, how does that make sense?
Well, she's got a relationship with Arnold because in November 2007, then governor announced and appointed her to a board that oversaw California's stem cell research agency. So she's actually done work filling slots as a patient advocate for Alzheimer's, as well as different memory disorders. Dude, all kinds of stuff that she's done were in California anyways. Her first book actually was Take Your Oxygen First, Protecting Your Health and Happiness While Caring for a Loved One with Memory Loss. Because she has personal family experience with the Alzheimer's disease after her mother's diagnosis.
Yep. She's very accomplished. And we're going to talk to Lisa Gibbons coming up at 8:50 this morning.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right.
Excited.
Yeah, bro. Coming back with a whiskey tango.
Oh, man. Also got to talk some Axl Rose. That guy's in the news again. It's interesting to me. When you're a celebrity, maybe sometimes you just get so out of touch with reality that what he's trying to pull right now could be one of my favorite things he's ever done. Oh, sarcasm.
Also, coming up here, we got more headlines from Teo. We'll check the roads, which I'm sure nothing's happening. And we'll talk about the little girl who dressed up like a what?
Ooh.
Instead of a princess, she wanted to be a what?
Captain America.
No, not Captain America.
Ben Glib.
No. No. We'll tell you all about it. It's a great story. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tributes paid around the world for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. Funeral plans are solidifying. His family will accompany Ali's body to his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky over the next few days, and a private funeral is scheduled for Thursday.
Donald Trump has complained that a federal judge overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University has been unfair because he is, quote, Mexican.
He's not treating me fairly.
The Stanley Cup Final is moving to San Jose for Game 4. The San Jose Sharks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
An oil train derailment and fire has damaged essential city services in a small Oregon town, say officials in Mosier.
Tops at the movie.
Why are we going with the turtle?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, selling $35.2 million worth of tickets.
Los Angeles County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says Topanga residents are being warned to get out.
We're concerned that fire could move east toward the residents in Topanga Canyon.
Novak Djokovic has won the French Open. The Serb becomes only the third man in tennis history to win 4 consecutive major championships.
y'all.
Just rub them eyes.
I love y'all.
Happy Monday. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. We're live on this Monday, June 6th.
Pass.
7:35.
High today of 94 degrees.
Check them.
Okay.
Because, Dex, there is an accident.
Ooh.
Shoulders blocked, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. So if you're eastbound on 40, might get a little mixed up this morning. Watch out for that. Maybe avoid it. Get your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live is our live line. Text the show. You can call us at 338-3700. You can email us. You can Facebook us. Whichever you like.
Facebook us.
You choose.
Y'all got a Facebook? Facebook us. Real cool.
For those of you who have daughters out there,
well,
this is for you.
It's for you.
So, not for Tao and I. We're going to take a back seat.
It's not for take a back Tao! Seat on this.
Well, you can imagine if you had a daughter, how would you react if she wanted to not dress up like a princess?
Mm-hmm. But all daughters want to be princess. I have a niece who is a princess.
Not all daughters.
She did it.
Agree to disagree.
No, not all daughters.
He's about
she wanted to be a. She wanted to be Holly Holm. She wanted to be a UFC fighter.
No, she didn't want to be a UFC fighter.
She wanted to be a police officer.
She wanted to be a high school janitor.
That's okay. I mean,
nothing wrong
what?
With that.
No, nothing. But
it'd just be
what?
Odd. It would be
why?
Weird.
I'm just trying to think of odd things too. You're right. A gas station attendant.
Mm.
Did she want to be? Let's see. What's impossible for a female?
She
president
wanted,
of the United
oh,
States.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
accurate either. She wanted to be the AT&T girl in those commercials.
No. An elementary school in Apex, North Carolina, just ended the year by holding Dress Like a Princess Day.
Okay.
That's where kids come dressed as their favorite Disney princess.
She wanted to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
No.
She wanted to be Princess Leia.
No.
Because she's a princess.
She wanted to be a rock formation.
That's a pretty good one.
It's pretty good. It'd be a fun costume. Lots of paper mache.
Now, this little girl didn't want to be a princess. She wanted to be a hot dog.
Wait, what?
You got the touch!
Yeah!
Here she you is right here, guys.
Touch! Best use of this song.
There she is.
She's the hot dog princess.
There she is. There's all the little princesses right there lined up, and there she is in her hot dog with a little mustard on there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. This little girl's gone viral because
she is my hero.
She showed up at school for Dress Like a Princess Day as a hot dog.
After all is said,
she said, well, it's because, quote, it's my favorite costume.
That is incredible.
She's getting a lot of love on social media for her decision to pass on a generic princess costume and show off her individuality.
Her what?
Individuality.
Ah.
She's a hot dog, guys.
That is my favorite thing.
I can't imagine if my daughter, because my daughter loved
would you
up
not
as a
be
princess.
Like, oh, yes.
Oh, dude, totally.
And I'm trying to think how I'd react to that. I think
you'd
I'd be pretty
stoked.
Pumped.
You
yeah. want to be a hot dog? Yeah!
You're going to be the best hot dog this world's ever seen.
I've learned that I have to just go with the flow, especially with Brody, because he's completely set apart from any child yeah. I've ever met in my life.
He is.
But I don't want to stifle it at all. So I think I'm more inclined now, I guess, because I'm older or something, to just be like, yeah, man, you want to do what today? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
So I think that's fantastic. You want to be a hot dog? You be a hot dog.
Be a hot dog.
Be a dinosaur.
And she don't care.
Did
Look
she
at
get in trouble
because
it's dressed like a princess day?
She better not.
That's what was cool about it is, no, she didn't get in trouble.
Okay, good.
I would think, though, a lot of schools would probably be not okay with that.
I mean, frankly.
What? Okay. Nah. That's a hot dog joke.
It was. Yeah.
See the, I'll tell you the
Franks.
Jokes.
Yeah.
You can call them Franks.
If you didn't get it, you need to catch up with my wit. Because condiment joke. Ketchup. Get it? Okay. I'm just going to relish in this for a minute. Because I'm wittier than
he you. He makes me hate stuff.
Yeah. Ben Gleb
Sorry,
would
just
be just
turd.
Dying. He'd think this is the funniest thing ever.
Sam, you're right. Okay.
Keep going, man. Come up with more.
Get that
you
one
haven't
done.
Even got to the bread
I think
yet.
I'm done. No, I'm good.
Your brain is just turning.
It's the worst.
Just turning.
Got like three more.
Senality. It's just taking over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, good for her. She dressed up like a princess. No, a hot dog.
A hot dog.
A hot dog
man,
princess.
That looks so good. This, I'm going to post that picture on our Facebook.
You got to do it.
I got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it. How do I get this picture from there to there? You know what? Don't worry about it. I got this.
If you have kids, I mean, I'm not going to just say a daughter. If you have kids and they want to be something that you don't want them to be.
Amen.
That's okay. You should be okay with that.
Unless it's a cereal.
Well, listen, I think marketing and...
Which in this case, maybe the hot dog is a cereal.
Capitalism killer. America won out. Because since we were a child, we've been singing a certain song. And I think it finally, the brainwashing finally worked.
What is that song?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Go!
That's what I really want to be. Oh my gosh, go. You don't know the words?
I forgot second verse.
If I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Because that's the way I want to be.
Everyone and you would are. Want a piece of Steve.
Oh gosh, there's what... Okay. You guys... Yeah.
That's how it goes.
You have taken the Oscar Mayer wiener song...
I'm just
and
saying.
Made it into something horrible.
I blame the Wienermobile because they travel around the nation singing that song. And that little girl was like, that's what I really want to be.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't want to be a princess? She's like, heck no. Throw some mustard on me. Hot dog.
Yeah. I love that. If your kid is different than everybody else, man, you need to embrace that. And you need to, you know, encourage your child to be different.
Yeah.
Don't be like everybody else.
All right. Don't go with the flow.
Be a hot dog.
I say we salute little hot dog person, and we declare her the winner of the internet for the week.
Well, let's be honest.
Nope. It's already happened.
She's the wiener of the internet.
I'm going to go back and edit it. So. You are the wiener of the internet this
yes,
week.
You are. Yes, you are. Gosh.
Wiener.
Love it.
What's you guys' your favorite hot dog? Do you like do you like brats?
I would say brats. But you know what? I recently saw something on social media that bothered me.
Oh no.
Bill Peterson.
Oh no.
Said that if you liked ketchup and mustard on your hot dogs, then you weren't really a man.
Because mustard is the way to go.
I love mustard on the hot dogs.
Yes. I'm not a fan
of mustard. Love ketchup
as
well.
Weird. No.
I love it.
That's for when you were a kid and you were dipping your corn dog in both.
Okay, you're talking about a corn dog, friend.
Yeah, that's
you're
too
talking
totally
about a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly. American hot dogs, mustard.
You
stupid.
Don't put ketchup on your hot dog?
Heck
what
no.
about all that other stuff? What about relish?
Yeah.
What about chili?
Okay, no.
What about
no.
cheese?
Sauerkraut.
Mmm.
But now we're getting into like the weirdness. There's different kinds. And to be fair, Bill is from a little place called Michigan.
Yeah.
And we had their like, we went over for a barbecue once and they had the crazy chili Michigan hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their, oh gosh.
And it was good.
I am hungry now.
I just disagree. I think there's room for ketchup on that hot dog, it's good. They create a good balance. Ketchup is kind of sweet. Mustard is spicy. You put it on there and it's like, yeah.
See, I'm more of a brat guy with sauerkraut and mustard and still
I like
ketchup.
Mayo on mine.
Okay, you need to leave.
Put
go
it all
back
on
to
there.
France.
Put it all in there except mustard.
Weirdo.
I'm not a fan of
you,
mustard.
You like everything really? Except mustard?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No, I need to go.
Not a fan.
Look at the picture of this little girl. American hot dog. What is on that dog? Anyone?
Mustard.
That's right, mustard.
There's a little girl wearing that costume. We're talking about being a man.
She's raised correctly. She understands that mustard is obviously the only way to go with a hot dog.
I'm just disappointed because you're in the camp with Michigan right now.
I'm sorry.
I feel like you're just standing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Standing strong, but it's a bad platform.
Let's see. We got jalapeno cheddar brat, somebody's favorite in Gallup.
That's good.
Good morning, guys. When my daughter was three, she wanted to be a stop sign.
That is awesome. Oh, man.
Please tell me there's a picture.
No picture.
Did you let her?
No picture.
By the way, we got the actual song from, what is that, Hawaii? Lihu Hawaii?
Let me see.
Wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's what I'd truly like to be, because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's apparently the real song.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
This is it right here.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R.
I don't think we can do this because we're talking about an actual brand.
Yeah, we can't do this, you dumb.
And that was for baloney, dude.
Man, that was from 1973.
Are you serious?
You know what that kid went on to do?
Nothing.
he works at an office complex right now. He's really upset.
That's Ben Glebe.
What is that? What's her face from Full House?
Oh my gosh, that's Stephanie Tanner. That's click Stephanie, that right now.
That's Stephanie Tanner.
Meyer hashtag if you see us can be.
That's the first. Right. That's her first thing. That's her first TV debut right there.
Is it?
I don't know.
It can't be because wasn't Full House rocking in 87?
That's probably when
maybe
she first
not.
Started.
That could be it. That could
she
be
looks really
premiere.
Young.
Yeah, I thought it was 91.
When are we going to get to interview her?
Never.
What?
We put in too for big. To She's interview too big. Her, and they were filled up instantaneously because people were like, oh my gosh, she's relevant again.
Like, come on, we liked her before she was cool again.
338-3700 is our phone number. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Rambaldi.
Rambaldi. What's up?
So I thought I would say have a good week, guys. Hope you guys have a blessed week, and hope everything is well.
Oh, thanks, man. Dude, thank you.
You've been real sweet, lady Rambaldi.
And also with you.
What's going What's on? Why are you so sweet lately?
Why am I so sweet?
Yeah.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm a very nice guy, but
what
a guy
girl are you
Dex
trying to impress?
Like up on me.
Hey, what girl are you trying to impress right now?
I don't impress no girl. I just need to impress my car.
Whatever. I don't impress no girl is a double negative. That means you're impressing a girl.
Well, you don't need to impress your car either because it's not alive.
It's an inanimate object.
It's a car, I know, but come on. It's my icon. It's who I am.
Rambaldi, how do you eat your hot dog?
I eat it with mustard, relish, sauerkraut.
Ketchup.
Some mayonnaise.
Yeah. See you there?
You need to go. You need to go.
Both and chili.
You lost me.
Yeah, green chili on your hot dog?
You ready for this? You ready for the southern hot dog?
Yeah.
Coleslaw. Straight up.
No!
I could get down with that.
I hate coleslaw.
Coleslaw and chili.
Oh!
Sweet coleslaw.
Put that stuff on. Oh! You get the hot dog, coleslaw,
you're making
baked
me
beans
oh,
with bacon
talking.
In them. Oh,
la,
my gosh.
La, la, la. I hate coleslaw,
what?
Man.
You're crazy. You're ugh. Crazy.
Coleslaw's so good.
No, you are crazy.
It is weird.
So oh, it's not. It's delicious.
Let's see. We have two topics going thanks to the hot dog girl.
Good.
One is what you wanted to be when you were a child, and the other is how you eat your hot dog, which is weird because we're talking about a little girl who dressed as a hot dog. One said, when I was 5, I desperately wanted to be the trash guy so I could operate the robotic arm.
Yeah.
That is cool. When I was a kid, they didn't have a robotic arm.
Yeah, they had two guys in the back who would jump off of the garbage truck.
And they throw your trash in there. That's cool. How about this green chili cheese hot dog?
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Just a plain hot dog, slightly burned, nothing on it.
Weird.
Nacho cheese and tapatio sauce with mustard. Nacho dog!
Nacho dog.
Bacon-wrapped corn dog? Okay. That's one way. See, one thing, we haven't made these in a while. We used to get jalapenos.
Yeah,
core them. Yeah. And then stuff them with a cheddar brat and then wrap them in bacon and throw them on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I've never done that with the cheddar brat.
Oh, dude, so good. Mm. Willie likes chili and cheese on his hot dogs.
Chili and cheese
is
good.
Oh, my gosh. I have been proven wrong by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Oh, yeah!
They recently came out in disapproval of adults using ketchup on hot dogs. In a guide to hot dog etiquette, the organization decreed that for those 18 years of age and older, acceptable wiener toppings include mustard, relish, onions, cheese, and chili.
Gosh, that makes me so happy.
No ketchup?
Good. Told you guys.
No ketchup.
No, that's weird. You were a little kid, you had a little mustard and a little ketchup, and you would swirl it around with your corn dog because you're 7 and
dude,
don't know any better.
We're talking about hot dogs, not corn dogs.
Yeah, I know, but that's
distinct
essentially the same
difference.
Thing.
I mean, how about
huge
ranch?
Difference.
How about ranch?
You need to leave.
Ranch is so good. Ranch goes on everything.
Go home. You had a weird weekend, apparently, because you're not on it. You need to go. Ranch is disgusting.
Here's some more rules.
No.
Okay? You need to leave.
I've stumbled across a list of food rules.
Yes.
Look at that.
That looks good.
Good grief.
Is that a Chicago dog? Because
like
I'm down with that.
That's
coleslaw
like coleslaw
dog.
Right there. Okay.
It's a coleslog.
Not counting that. That's stupid.
You leave those stupid puns to me, my friend. That was terrible.
That was good.
cold okay. slog.
You're so, are you proud of that?
I am.
Gosh.
Here we go. Number one, steak should never be ordered cooked more than medium rare. I agree.
Preach it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number two, don't eat french fries with mayonnaise.
No, that is good.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm with
you. How about mayo and ketchup?
I'd totally disagree with this one. Adults shouldn't drink milk.
I don't understand.
I don't drink
why.
Milk.
They say, well, you can't.
I can't.
You're limited.
Love milk.
I Whoa. Do too. I'll continue to
Does
drink.
Does the body good.
Never put ice in wine.
What?
Chrissy.
Oh, yeah.
She
yeah.
does that?
Even
no.
on a hot day.
Oh, Chrissy. No, that's disgusting.
Gross. Number five, no cheese on seafood. Including when it's mixed with pasta.
Dude, I wholeheartedly agree with that filet fish.
No. There was the steak imperial. The steak imperial. You know what the steak imperial was?
What?
It was a nice little juicy steak, and it had a crab cheese melted on top of the steak.
Go away.
Oh, so good.
You're so weird.
Oh, so good.
It sounds
delicious.
Steak
imperial.
That sounds disgusting.
Don't eat a burger or pizza with a knife and fork. And milk must be poured into a cup before the tea.
Man, we're losing listeners. We just had somebody say they can't listen to us anymore because we won't let them put ketchup on their hot dog. Two out of the three people in here actually say you
I'm
should put
I'm still
going
to put ketchup on the hot dog.
Yeah, I thought everybody put ketchup
you know
on
why?
The hot dog.
Because I'm a man and I make my own decisions. I don't care what some list tells me.
Yeah, I had no idea that ketchup wasn't allowed.
Rosie chimed in and said hot dog, ketchup, and mustard. And when I was a kid after watching the movie Kindergarten Cop, I wanted to be a kindergarten cop.
Well, you can go watch Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren for some reason. No.
How about this? From Farmington, New Mexico, fry bread hot dogs.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
Joe wrapped hot dogs and then fried.
I love fried
bread. Oh, man. It's like pigs in a blanket almost, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
This person says, only mustard, you friggin' girls.
I think that person is Bill Peterson.
Is that Bill?
Yeah. I'm with Bill. I'm sorry.
What about the bacon?
We were talking about this little girl. There was a Dress Like a Princess Day at her school, at elementary school in North Carolina. And you could come dressed as your favorite Disney princess. But she wanted to come not as a princess, but as a hot dog. She did.
What if she was Princess Hot Dog?
She's Princess Hot Dog. And you guys can check out Princess Hot Dog at our Facebook page, Star 88 FM.
There you go. Here's some weird mixings going on that I think everybody can agree with. French fries and a Frosty.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep. Oh.
They just kind of go hand in hand. Yeah.
Good morning. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, thank you.
Dude, Chicago dog right there. Banana peppers, jalapeno, celery salt. I love the Chicago dog.
Chicago
Why
dog.
Are we talking about hot dogs at 7 a.m.? Thanks, little girl, princess dog. I'm so hungry now.
So good.
Just ate a burrito.
So
You good. Didn't eat your burrito.
No, I know. I'm still eating it. Look, there's a... You don't have a camera... Well, you do. You just hide. There's a camera in my face! And Chrissy last Friday made me all self-conscious by saying, hey, that's a nice little bite of donut.
You tell her to shut up and you continue eating.
You can turn your webcam.
Yeah, I don't want to move it.
This says something is wrong with your online auto. I think they meant audio. Oh. Can't listen to you guys. I can see you. But there's no sound.
Just the way we
like. Sorry.
Is it open twice over there?
No, it's just open once.
If you have a smartphone, you can download the Star 88 app and listen right there on your phone. We recommend you having Wi-Fi.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
But yeah, you can stream us there. All right. Well, we're out of time.
What?
Mm-hmm. We are.
That was a good show.
It was a great show.
You guys have a good day.
Time.
It's not even 8 o'clock, actually, so
good.
We
Y'all
still have
a great day.
2 hours of
Enjoy
show.
Enjoy your day. We're not going to have any more show.
When we come back,
Taylor,
we'll throw down a whiskey tango. More headlines. We also have Lisa Gibbons on the show from Celebrity Apprentice. She won it last season. She's going to talk about her new book. And let's see, what else? Oh, great story coming up about a guy who offered a cop a ride. They went after a criminal together. They teamed up.
I love it.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Good morning. 8:05.
High today of 94 degrees. Traffic. Well, we talked about it earlier, and now it's happening. Traffic's getting backed up on I-40 eastbound because of an accident. The shoulder's blocked. I-40 at 12th Street. So if you are eastbound on 40, it's going to be a little bit. Also, a little bit of congestion on 25 southbound around the Paseo area. That's your look at traffic.
Coming up at 8:50, Lisa Gibbons.
But in the meantime, we're going to watch Peter Pan in its entirety. Guys, this is so great.
Me too.
It's one of the greatest. It is Peter Pan. I love you, Peter Pan.
I love you, Peter Pan.
I love you more, Peter Pan.
I love Peter Pan the most.
Really? When you were at Disneyland this year, did you get a cool Peter Pan glass that you drink out of like all the time and it just reminds you of incredible things?
Yep. Peter Pan gave me his hat.
Whoa.
Oh, he's right. Peter Pan likes him better than you, sorry.
Dang. I don't have a Peter
and
Pan.
And Tinkerbell kissed me on the cheek.
Oh.
Dang, dude.
Weird.
Man. That's Steve-O, you really thought you had that one.
I did. I guess.
It didn't work out.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was me and Pan.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay.
Sorry, man. Not.
Sherry.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I just feeling a little sad about it.
Yeah.
But I guess that there's...
You know what? Cut his mic.
Possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Cut his mic.
It's just possible
you
to like something too
cut it
much.
Down over there. Cut
trying.
That mic.
Too much.
Something wrong with the board. Lisa Gibbons will be joining us. She won Celebrity Apprentice last season. New book out called Fierce Optimism. 7 Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big.
That's NATO.
I'm very excited to talk to her.
Why not 8? Why not 6? Why not 10? Why not round up to 10 secrets? Why 7?
I don't know. Because 7 is the number of completion. I don't know.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Maybe there's a parallel there.
You know, she was on radio. She hosted a radio countdown show.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, she knows a thing or two.
No.
She's pretty smart, man.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
She's pretty smart, man. Yeah. She's pretty smart.
Talk to her at 8:50.
Speaking of liking things too much, do you guys think it's possible to just love something too much?
No.
No way, man.
Yes.
Something as innocent and lovely as, say, milk and cookies.
Wow.
I mean, I enjoy milk and cookies as much as the next man.
Love milk and cookies.
You can't milk a cookie.
Well, I mean, like, you know, when you, never mind. 43-year-old guy named Robert Smith. Not the lead singer of The Cure. Different guy. From Lakeland, Florida. Carjacked a woman at a gas station last week. He told her, quote, "Have a blanking good day." And then he sped off 100 miles an hour. His first stop, the next gas station closest, where he robbed the joint for a bunch of milk and cookies.
Dang.
He got away. His next stop after that, the next closest gas station. Guess what he stole, guys?
A sandwich.
Hot dogs.
More milk and cookies.
What?
After that, guess what his next stop was?
Milk and cookies.
The next closest gas station where he stole more milk and cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy, dude. The cops eventually caught up to him. He admitted to carjacking the woman and stealing all of the milk and cookies. We do have a clip of the carjacking.
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Yes.
Cookie starts with C. Oh, let's think of other things that starts with C.
Who taught that joker how to drive?
Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I guess so.
C is for cookie.
C is also
for
carjacking.
That's good enough for me.
And that's exactly what the Cookie Monster did.
That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carjacking, criminal, also charged, because that's what he was charged with. Carjacking.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Cookie.
C is for cookie for me, too.
Thank you, Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
How long is Cookie Monster going to be in jail?
I don't know.
1,000 years.
It could be a while. He is now... C for criminal. So
don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
That was the
I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's so good.
So everybody remember when we thought it would be a good idea to play the Cookie Monster? Children are just like in tragic sadness today over this. About what? But the Cookie Monster's in jail, man. It's okay, guys. It's okay. His friend the Count is going to help him. Count how many years he's probably going to get for this carjacking.
2 years for Cookie.
1 year.
Well,
two years.
Did you guys hear about the parrot that that solved the mystery, the murder mystery?
No. Nope.
This is crazy. Parrots, they're pretty smart.
Parrots be cray.
They can do a lot of amazing things. In fact, I have a couple clips of some pretty dope parrots.
Oh my god.
I hate that parrot.
Oh my gosh! Turn off drowning pool parrot.
That is a parrot. Here's a parrot who knows how to beatbox.
No way! I would way rather have a beatboxing parrot than drowning pool parrot. Or Godsmack parrot. Yeah. I'm not the one you're serving.
Yeah. And then, of course, Poncho the parrot was on Ellen's show.
Poncho! Stop it.
Show off
There's
some
a
of
parrot named Poncho.
Some of his skills.
He might be needing to warm up a little.
Whoa!
Good boy. Keep going. Anybody? Last one.
We love it.
Well, police in Michigan are trying to solve a murder that happened last year, and it turns out a parent might have witnessed it.
No way.
That's crazy.
An African gray parrot witnessed a murder, and he keeps repeating the last thing he heard the victim say.
This better not be fake.
So that's what he heard.
I didn't
that's
understand
the
any of that.
Last thing that the
Say,
victim
that
said.
Play that again.
All right, listen real close.
Okay. That was all the parrot?
That was all the parrot.
What is it saying?
Okay, so
no, don't play it again.
I wanted to go
it's altering,
word by word.
It's
jeez,
altering
don't yell
voices.
At me.
Yeah. It's doing the guy and the girl voice. That's nuts.
Isn't that
man.
Nuts?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right, listen. Just listen. So shut up. You got shut up, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the last one was.
There's not, like, you have the news story in front of
it
you.
Doesn't
There's
say.
No quote.
No, it doesn't say exactly what they
oh,
said.
Oh, gosh.
It just says it goes back and forth, mimicking their voices. The victim was a 45-year-old guy named Martin Durham. He died in May of last year, and the cops think his wife did it as part of a botched murder-suicide.
Whoa.
Her name is Glenna, and she survived a gunshot wound to the head.
Whoa.
Yeah, the parrot heard everything that was going on and then just continued to repeat it over and over again, and that's how they busted him.
What?
Yeah. Parrots are amazing. Really annoying.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Blows my mind.
Shout out to a listener on the live line who couldn't hear things clearly like me with this parrot. They thought we said parents. And not parrots. And we're like, why are these parrots making weird noises?
Liveline, get it right or pay the price.
I just love parents.
Parents are
just
great.
Love them.
We got one parent that beatboxes.
Listen to all these parents.
We got one parent warming up.
They're
yeah.
selling new parent cages. Did yeah. you guys hear about that?
It was a slow week for Ellen. She had a parent on who could sing.
It's called Apparently Week.
That's good. That's good.
News. The Warriors whooped the Cavaliers last night.
You sure did. Wasn't even a fun game.
110 to 77.
Nobody wants to see that. They
2-0. 2-0 NBA Finals lead. I hope they knock out the next two games and it's over.
It sounds like they will.
So. I actually now at this point hope so, and I hope that they just grab all of the teams and throw them in a big container and shake it up, and they go and reshape the whole NBA.
Yeah.
The conferences are stupid. The West is like this crazy powerhouse, and the East is terrible. It's awful,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron James can't do anything.
Boring.
Okay, now the series is shifting to Cleveland. LeBron James and the Cavs must show up for Game 3 on Wednesday in front of their title star fans that are down. They're down 2-0 to the defending champs. And with forward Kevin Love dealing with a head injury,
yeah,
a lot of people are kind of like, wham.
Well, that's the series.
The Splash Brothers aren't even really playing all that great.
They didn't make
the
a splash.
The Splash Brothers is confusing. What is this?
That would be Curry and Klay Thompson.
Oh, they didn't even
They
do
just
anything?
Splash threes. Just splash. Splash, 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 splash.
Splash, splash. Water, water,
why can't
water.
They be like the Swoosh Brothers? Because they like
are the Swish. Swish Brothers.
Splash! Now, I don't splash! Understand the splash.
Splash!
They're raining threes, so why couldn't it be like the Rain Brothers?
The Rain...
The Rain Men!
Make it
there
rain!
There you go. Boom.
The Rain Men.
Rainmaker! The Rain Men. I like that.
Not going to work out. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows won a weak box office weekend this weekend with $35.3 million. It came in way under expectations.
This is going to be good!
The first movie did $65
million. Really?
Yeah, its first weekend.
What are the people saying about it? Have you guys read any reviews?
Everybody says, well, it's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. They say it's better than the first one.
Well, but what sucks is that was the number one at the box office, and it didn't make that much money.
No, it really didn't. Also, Pop Star, Andy Samberg's new movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bust.
Oh.
Opened with $4.6
million. Whoa.
Matt Damon gave the commencement speech at MIT where he filmed Good Will Hunting. During the speech, he read quotes from the school's paper review of the movie. It was a negative review.
Like I said, we later made a movie here, which did not go unnoticed on campus. In fact, I'd like to read you some actual lines, some selected passages from the review of Good Will Hunting in the MIT school paper. If you haven't seen it, Will was me and Sean is played by the late Robin Williams, a man I miss a hell of a lot. So I'm quoting here. Good Will Hunting is very entertaining, but then again, any movie partially set at MIT has to be.
Wow.
There's more. In the end, the reviewer writes, the actual character development flies out the window. Will and Sean talk, bond, solve each other's problems, and then cry and hug each other. After said crying and hugging, the movie ends. Such feel-good pretentiousness is definitely not my mug of eggnog. Well, that kind of hurts.
I listened to probably 30 minutes of that speech this morning. It was almost an hour long. And it was funny. He was trying to crack jokes throughout the whole thing. And, you know,
you're at MIT.
MIT, and they don't really, man.
Yeah.
They're probably like, excuse me, my calculator needs updating.
Gosh.
It was pretty good speech.
My favorite color is clear.
I watched Martian again this weekend. Gosh, that's a great movie.
You know what stinks? We bought that, and now I read that there's like an extended edition coming out.
Really? I'll get that one, so buddy. You can borrow it anytime.
Dadgummit. Anthony Hopkins has joined the cast of Transformers 5.
Really?
He has.
Poor dude. He's so old, he didn't even realize he was joining Transformers 5.
Things must be getting rough.
Love Anthony Hopkins.
Piers Morgan is defending himself after tweeting that Muhammad Ali said more racist things than Donald Trump. The day after his death, Piers Morgan tweeted, quote, Ali said far more inflammatory and racist things about white people than Donald Trump has ever said about Muslims. Hashtag fact. Naturally, a lot of people went after him for saying that, so he explained himself. Quote, why sugarcoat what Ali said or stood for? He never did that to himself or when speaking of others. Why would stating that he made a lot of inflammatory, race-charged statements in his life be remotely controversial? He did. He also linked an old video of Ali and said, quote, watch this interview and imagine if it had been Trump saying all this. Then you may understand my point.
Yeah. He was the greatest boxer of all time. Say what he wants.
But can he?
People don't really care if you're the greatest boxer of all time. It's almost like you can get away with anything.
Disagree.
Well, like, obviously he did.
Yeah. Well, but it was a different time period. And maybe it's been so many years that people have forgotten. Because as we saw...
Have you forgotten? Because
there were people in my life who felt the same way about Muhammad Ali. So when he passed away, it was watching all these tributes and thinking about all of the things I heard growing up about said persona, Muhammad Ali. You know, because real name Cassius Clay, and then changed it, you know. And so it was difficult because I guess either A, it was a different time period so he could say everything that he said back then, or B, it had been so long and people are like, oh, but, you know, sad now and he got old and now he's gone and let's just remember the positive. But I mean, that's one thing. Maybe we can ask Lisa Gibbons that because Trump is, man, he is either loved or hated. There's no like middle ground with that guy, apparently. And so, well, I guess not. I'm pretty indifferent. But I'm interested to know, you know, why it is that we do tend to, when somebody passes, we just highlight the good things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I like to not dwell on the negative.
Yeah.
The old and new cast of Ghostbusters will unite on Jimmy Kimmel Live this Wednesday.
Really?
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones. The original is also running in 800 theaters on Wednesday because it's the 32nd anniversary.
Whoa.
What?
Of the release of the original Ghostbusters. 32nd. That movie's almost as old as me.
Gosh.
What?
Mm-hmm. For those of you allergic to math,
32nd?
That means it came out in 1984, you joker.
Yep.
The new one comes out next Wednesday. In related news, Dan Aykroyd ended up in the ER on Saturday with stomach pain. Whatever it wasn't serious. He's now recovering at home.
I'm trying to remember the first time I watched that.
It was probably like 1985. Well, when you were 12.
I would have been six, okay. 6 years old in 1985. So, yeah.
My boys, they're 12 and 10, my older boys. They want to watch it so badly, and I'm still like,
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Do you guys remember in the early 80s when it was like, this movie's rated PG, because there's no PG-13 system yet? Movies back then were gnarlier, and the language was foul.
Yeah.
So let me check this out.
That's true.
Ghostbusters.
Lots of, like, sexual innuendo. You know
scary
what I mean?
Scary monster. Like, Slimer was scary, man.
Slimer was not scary.
Scared me to death.
Okay. He was the scariest ghost.
Man.
Good grief.
No, the opening scene with the librarian was scary enough. Do you remember?
No.
They're in the library, opening scene, and she's like, shh. And they're like, okay. And they're like, try to sneak up on her. Get her. And then she does the, bleh. And I'm like, no. Man. Kid's not watching this one. Probably not.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me.
Kids are...
Don't yeah me.
It's a different generation, you know?
That's because we're changing up the straight game.
I've looked up the parent's guide for Ghostbusters on IMDb.
Oh, good.
It says the suggested rating is PG-13.
See?
Mm-hmm. But they've watched other PG-13 movies, right?
Are Avengers and the like PG-13 are now? Yeah. I feel like those are PG-13 because of like the action, right?
Yeah, violence.
Yeah.
Blood.
Are there any ghost monsters? My kids have not seen the Blade trilogy.
Tons of ghost monsters.
Wouldn't recommend that one.
No, yeah.
A 38-year-old guy in Colorado is facing charges after he challenged his daughter to a duel last Wednesday.
Okay.
And actually shot at her.
Oh my gosh!
But missed.
Yeah.
A 71-year-old guy in Connecticut escaped from prison 48 years ago. And he just got caught last month after he applied for Social Security benefits under his real name.
Oh, man.
He's probably like, I don't care anymore. Running is just as much a prison. A 38-year-old guy in Arkansas broke up a fight last month and flashed his badge from where he used to be a probation officer. So now he's facing charges for impersonating an officer.
Oh, fail.
Fail, fail, fail.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I guess
one.
You can't do that.
Guys,
one.
I'm almost out of news. It must have been a slow weekend. Seriously.
I got stuff.
Good morning.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Fine. Pretty good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good. Hey, I was just going to say, Steve, if you want to talk about innuendos, watch a Pixar movie, man.
What?
But we watch Pixar. My favorite one is Finding Nemo.
I know. They're terrible, man. There's so much, like, you know, it usually goes over the kids' heads, which that's probably Ghostbusters would too, but yeah.
No, I agree with that for sure.
So, anyways, y'all have a good day, man.
You too, Brad.
I refuse to have a good day.
33837.
I refuse.
Am I simple? I'm seriously trying to think of any of that in Pixar films.
You got to go back and look.
You let your kids watch Pixar, but you won't let them watch SpongeBob?
Yeah.
You've never even seen SpongeBob.
Yes, I have. It's obnoxious and stupid. It reminds me of Ren and Stimpy, which I loved when I was a kid.
It is nothing like Ren and Stimpy.
Oh,
I think Ren and Stimpy is probably
nothing like Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy had a lot of stuff in it.
No, I just remember like it just was like overload trying to watch that show. Oh gosh, I hate it. And I don't like SpongeBob. I'm sorry, kids. I don't.
Because he has ADD.
He's obnoxious, man.
Because he yells.
You guys
a lot?
Ever had that friend who's like just really obnoxious and won't
no?
shut up
I
and like
know.
Just yells at crazy things, and he's just like he's got that voice that just nags at you all the time, and he never stops talking, and you're like, dude, can I please say like three words? And you're like, no, and he
you
just
know
keeps
what?
Going
that
and
is
going
mine.
And going and going. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait. All right.
I understand why you don't like SpongeBob now.
See? Obnoxious laughter. Am I right, guys?
All right.
Ugh. Hate him.
Patrick.
Oh, gosh.
SpongeBob.
That's Squidward.
You watch way too much SpongeBob.
Oh, my gosh. My kids still watch
Let
it.
Let him watch it.
They've been watching it since they were born.
Since they were born?
Yes.
Not.
What?
No. Sorry.
Man.
Sorry. That, see, you're just, it's just irritating me.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's
None
good
of
stuff.
That sounds fun.
No,
the Krusty
no, no.
Krab, come on.
Nope. Sorry, buddy. Not into SpongeBob. That's an interview I would never book.
Okay, yes you would.
No, I would not. Oh,
you know what? Yes, you would.
Oh, I'd just be irritated the whole time.
Hmm. All right, we should go to break.
Fine.
Why?
You sound like Squidward.
Why?
Because we have another celebrity calling us.
Yeah, we do.
Lisa Gibbons.
She won Celebrity Apprentice last year. We're going to talk to her about her boy, Donald. Why he's causing chaos in America.
She's got a book out. Lisa Gibbons.
Boom, boom.
Coming up next. Hang out with us.
Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tributes paid around the world for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. Funeral plans are solidifying. His family will accompany Ali's body to his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky over the next few days, and a private funeral is scheduled for Thursday.
Donald Trump has complained that a federal judge overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University has been unfair because he is, quote, Mexican.
He's not treating me fairly.
The Stanley Cup Final is moving to San Jose for Game 4. The San Jose Sharks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
An oil train derailment and fire has damaged essential city services in a small Oregon town, say officials in Mosier.
Tops at the movie.
Why are we going with the turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows, selling $35.2 million worth of tickets.
Los Angeles County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says Topanga residents are being warned to get out.
We're concerned that fire could move east toward the residents in Topanga Canyon.
Novak Djokovic has won the French Open. The Serb becomes only the third man in tennis history to win four consecutive major championships.
Unbelievable.
8:38.
High today of 94 degrees.
Traffic. Nothing.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic. Brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
SoPo.
Right here at Calvary. Maybe you attend service here on the weekends. Stop in. Just awesome people there. Just love them.
Just love them. Just love them.
Monday Mindset. Where's your mind at, Starmy? What are you thinking about?
Over.
Anything you you want to share with us, you can text in on the live line, 585-LIVE. Maybe God's stirring something in your heart. How about you guys? God stirring anything in
What's
your lives?
Man? What's up?
I've been thinking a lot about, we talked about this last week, and it's something that held true on Sunday for me. James chapter 3 talks about the taming of the tongue and how just these little words you say can start a great forest fire, essentially. This, with this little spark, you could set things ablaze, and not necessarily in a good way. I was in a meeting yesterday that was an unfortunate, uncomfortable meeting with a bunch of parents and, you know, on one of our baseball teams, because the program is just, there was unfortunately some like backbiting and stuff going on, you know what I mean? And it's always unfortunate when grownups can't talk to each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to get too into it, but it was something that God, I think, has been like impressing upon me, is to, for myself, because I can't control what other people do or say, but for myself, I got to try and contain that and control it, because even little whispers here and there can cause great damage and harm, and it can destroy friendships. It can, you know, and so, yeah, I think that's the big thing for me right now, just focusing on maybe not just lashing out, saying hurtful things. Because I'm pretty witty.
Yeah.
I can be witty at times. And
Do you feel like you've hurt people with your words before? Sake,
well, I mean, of course, in the past in general. Not in this situation in particular, but, you know, for the sake of comedy or whatever, you can say things and then I have to go back and go, yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. There's a fighter in the UFC right now who probably wishes he could take back some words from a press conference this weekend, you know? Yeah. You see that, and it's unfortunate because, well, I'm talking about Michael Bisping. He beat Luke Rockhold this weekend to win, what is it, the middleweight?
Light heavyweight?
No, light heavyweight's John Jones and Daniel Cormier.
I thought
Cormier.
He was in that. I thought, no. See, I don't know.
Luke Rockhold, there's so many. It's like middle, light, heavy. He's like middle. He's in the middleweights.
Yeah, you're right, because that...
light heavyweight's 185, right? And that's John Jones and DC. Yeah, and right. So anyways, he won. 37 years old, knocked out Luke Rockhold in the first round, and Luke Rockhold refused to give him props, essentially, and just started talking trash. And, you know, when people start saying negative things, nasty things about you, you can only hold it for so long, your tongue. Maybe you need to get out of the situation. He chose not to, and he finally fired back with some words, and unfortunately one was a gay slur, and now it's like, never mind his historic 37-year-old first championship. He won the title, and it's a great story. Now it's just, that guy's awful and says hateful things about the homosexual community. And it's like, man, that sucks, because obviously, you know, he didn't mean it like that.
Gotta be careful what you say. They're like fiery arrows.
Because there's gossipy, complaining, angry people in this world. They're going to say nasty things, and you can't let that get you. You can't let that bite you. You can't let, even if it's against you, even if they're attacking your character, even
that's
if
why
saying,
I put up walls.
Okay, don't.
Like emotional walls.
Bob the Builder over here.
That's right, emotional walls. Yeah, this weekend I was thinking about, you know, how I can feel alone at times. You know? Mm-hmm. And how do I put this? For me, as kind of a shy guy, quiet guy.
You're a shy guy?
You guys know me. I don't have a lot of friends.
I've met
you. Because I'm a hermit. I don't like to leave my house. Yeah. I don't like to meet new people.
Right.
That's one thing I've been praying about a lot is, you know, that God would put more...
You should join eHarmony.
Stop it. We were talking about this on Friday because we were at the... Teo came to Luke's...
I'm trying to be serious.
You are, and I'm being too, serious, man. With you. Luke's Harmony. Little League game. Teo showed up to Luke's Little League game, and everybody's like, where's Dex? Oh, I don't know, man. He said he was coming.
I live on the other side of the city.
Yeah.
Well, I had something going on, too. It was
sleep.
No, I was not sleeping.
We got to meet Joey. That was cool. But yeah, we understand you. Of the three of us, you are the most introverted.
I really am. So I've been praying.
Okay.
I've accepted that, and I know that's how God made me, and that's just me. But I'm also praying for those opportunities that, you know, God would put in front of me as I'm here at work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know last week I A couple times I went over to SoPo and just tried talking with people over there and sitting down and had some great conversations, met some new people.
That's cool.
But that was really hard for me.
Right.
That was really, really hard.
Saturday morning.
Sweating.
Yeah.
I got to reconnect with a couple of friends I haven't. Well, one was Dave. I talked to Dave all the time. But one was my buddy Will, who I haven't talked to in I don't know how long. He actually, you know, I talked about that camp I did in college in Mountaineer. Right. Will was there too. So we talked about that and just life in general.
Yeah.
It was good. It's like a reconnect weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was feeling kind of alone in a way. And I have my wife and kids, which is awesome. And I love my wife. My kids, they're amazing kids. But at the same time, I know that there's other people out there that feel alone. They feel lost.
Yeah.
They feel broken. So just from a simple Facebook post that I happened to throw out over the weekend, I had so many people hit me up that were going through some pretty rough patches, and so God got to use that. But if you're listening right now, you feel broken, you feel alone, you feel lost, well, I'm sorry.
And you're not alone.
I feel like Facebook is the megaphone of the introvert.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Texting is my method of communication. Don't call me. I won't pick up, but I'll text you.
So weird.
I'm going to call you real quick, okay?
No.
Will you pick up?
I'm getting anxiety right now. Please don't call me.
Yeah,
I was reading Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid because I'm with you. Don't be anxious because I am your God. I keep on strengthening you. I'm truly helping you. I'm surely upholding you with my victorious right hand."
I like that.
So many verses in the Bible that talk about how God is with us always.
Yeah.
Don't fear. For I am God.
Dude, and I think there are times where we got to realize that God created us uniquely and differently. And so, like for me yesterday, I was frustrated because we had this big, we'll call it the come to Jesus meeting, where it's like, let's hash this all out, guys. And I'm the quick to say speak my piece. I'm quick to tell everybody how I'm feeling because I'm confident in it. And you know what? Let's just throw all our cards on the table because I'd rather just have open communication. And let's be real. And then crickets, and then I tend to get frustrated and go, "Hey, you, say something." And then finally, a good friend who was at this meeting yesterday said, "Hey, you know what? Some people just aren't comfortable speaking up like that."
That's true.
And you got to, unfortunately, we have to respect that. However, it's not okay when it becomes, you know, just, well, I don't want to talk about it in public, but I will definitely tell my, you know, this person, and then I'm going to tell this person, and then I'm going to, and it's crazy because then, unfortunately, sometimes we feel alone because of the consequences of actions. You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean you are alone because as we learn in Scripture, we're not. God is with us.
Yeah, and I think it's important too. If you feel like you need friends, you feel like you are alone, there's some amazing opportunities at church here at Calvary. We have connection groups, small groups. I know a lot of churches around the city, they have small groups. They have these connection groups. So get yourself planted in one.
Yeah.
That's how you meet people. Get yourself involved. Start volunteering at church.
Man, I know we're about to hit a big interview here in just a moment, so I don't know how deep I want to get into it. But we actually got a text on the live line, somebody asking a real question saying, "Hey, how do I get through anger that I have? I feel really alone and hurt and deserted. And I'm so angry all the time. It scares me. I feel like God has put me on the back burner. How do I get out of this?"
I've been there.
I think it starts with, you know, we start with this big question at the beginning, like, "Hey, I have all this anger because I feel really alone and hurt and deserted. So I'm like super angry." But then the end of the question says, "I feel like God has put me on the back burner." I think it starts with the recognition that that's a lie. I think there are times where we feel isolated and alone. We feel like God's rejected us. But that's not God's doing. That's your brain. That's your mind telling you those things. That's a lie. You know, I hate to throw it out because I'm not one of those like devil behind every, you know. But that is a lie. That is a tactic of the enemy who wants to isolate you and make you feel like God's not really there. Did God really say to not eat that? You know, I mean, that's where it began in the garden. That's what he tries to do. Did God really say he'd always be with? Did God really say he'd never leave you nor forsake you? Does he really love you? I mean, could he really possibly? I think you do need to get surrounded by other people, especially if you're saying, I feel really alone and hurt and deserted. I think sometimes we can put up those walls where we're the ones causing the desertion, if you will, because we don't want to have to be vulnerable or open with another human being. So we isolate ourselves, and then we go, well, nobody's interested in being my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to get angrier. And it's like, what are you doing to change that? Are you are you being open? You want everybody to be friends. You want everybody to just love everybody. But what are you doing to help with that? Or are you putting up a wall and making it hard for anybody to get in?
Think about how selfish that is.
Right.
Mm. Think about how it's all about you in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can realize, man, I'm making this all about myself, yeah, and that's not the way it should be.
No.
That's when you can turn things around, because yeah, it's not about you.
Well, it's a sense of entitlement. There's an entitlement there that, like, well, I deserve this, so people should be treating me this way, or I should have this in my life, or whatever the situation is. It becomes this entitlement and this, oh man, it's a really bad place to be,
yeah,
when you feel like you're owed something, whether it's a friendship, a job, a relationship, whatever it is, and you believe you know.
Yeah, and you can make a choice whether or not you're going to allow bitterness and anger, and you're going to be hurt by someone else's actions. You can make a choice to not allow that to affect you.
You have to find your way to forgiveness.
Exactly.
Which is a process. You can't just wake up and decide, I've forgiven everyone that's ever wronged me today. It's totally a process. You have to work your way there.
Yep.
Because when you have unforgiveness in your heart, it turns into bitterness. And basically, your anger will be the thing that controls you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a situation, they're not all like this, it could be a situation where the other person has no idea that it's even right, important to you.
Yeah.
That it's even affecting you. But we have to work towards forgiveness. And I do think one of the most important things to remember is that it's not for some people it is. For some people, they can just make up their mind to do something and they'll do it.
Right.
But not for everybody. It's a process. And a lot of the things that we deal with that can cause anger like that sticks with you, those are things that have to be rooted out. You have to get in there and really do the work.
Mm.
Sometimes professional counseling is a great way to do it.
It's true.
There's like this weird stigma against it, but I think that's just from people that are scared to go.
Listen, you can't control your circumstances, but you shouldn't let your circumstances control you. You know when people take phrases and they flip the script?
Gotcha.
But honestly, it's true. You can take thoughts captive. You can't control circumstances.
Good morning.
Well, now 1 second, I got Lisa for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Lisa Gibbons, winner of Celebrity Apprentice last year.
Yes!
Our favorite person in all the world.
I will tell you right now, that's true.
Okay, that was really good.
I mean,
that's awesome.
Listen, super positive.
I will tell you right now, we got last week, it was like, hey, would you guys like to interview Lisa? And I was like, Entertainment Tonight, been a fan, like, I don't know, my whole life. Mm-hmm. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And
it's funny. ET and MTV both started in the same year. And look at how those two things changed the way we consume our kind of pop culture news and everything. It's just it.
So you're responsible for this terrible generation. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
this
no.
new
Lisa.
Entitled generation? That...
I will carry it all on my shoulders.
Don't let him put that on you. That's mean.
Hey, hey, Lisa, I was a big fan of Celebrity Apprentice. I watched the entire last season where you won Celebrity Apprentice.
You won.
You were amazing. You did great.
Thank you.
You went up against, some big guns. I mean, man, Geraldo.
That's crazy.
It's funny. In the end, they said it's Hurricane Geraldo versus level-headed Lisa.
I love that.
Well, I'm glad you won.
And I'm glad we get to talk to you today because our station is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I don't know if you've watched the news recently, but your friend Donald Trump was here recently, and it caused quite the commotion. So much so that there were protests in the street and burning of flags.
Horses
and
injured.
We had friends that were fans of Trump that went, and then we had friends who were kind of on the fence and unsure that went, and they were still mocked and attacked, and things were thrown at them, and it was this really uncomfortable time here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and sadly, that's kind of carried along with him to the West Coast and to California, and we've seen these crazy riots and protests and whatever, but you being someone who has got to spend time with him off camera, we were curious how much of this is just kind of larger than life persona in front of the camera, and you know, how much of this is actually the man Donald Trump?
Look, you know, I was on a reality show with him. That's contrived. I've interviewed him before. You know, that's not really exactly a way to intimately get to know people. Jeez. So I don't know that I have any great optics on it, but I think that we are experiencing a lot of political whiplash. I think that as our country, you know, we don't have a roadmap. There's no blueprint for how to handle when the game changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think how you do one thing is how you do everything. And Donald Trump is accustomed to changing environments, and for good or for bad. And I know we could argue both sides of it, as people do, as we are as a country. We're all looking at, well, what does this mean? And, you know, I think certainly if we are bullying anyone for their choice, I mean, I'm not politically aligned with Donald Trump, but I do value several of the things that he values, you know, and the way I got The Apprentice was he values family and loyalty. And so those were my optics for looking through that lens. I think we all have to find what is our frame for consuming this political environment right now and ask ourselves what we really stand for, what we're willing to do and not do and give up and all that stuff,
right,
which is always a positive.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I know, right?
This
is why you are the queen of everything.
Do you think you'll ever run for president of the United States?
Please, we'll vote for you.
Mike, that's funny. Please, I hope Ivanka runs for something. I'd vote for her. My dad ran for political office when I was growing up in South Carolina, and I was stumping for him. He ran unsuccessfully twice for statewide campaigns. I learned a lot about how dirty it is and also how empowering it is. When I was 16, I'm stumping for my dad right in this little town, and his opponent comes up and says, "Oh, honey, you're so cute. Look at you out here speaking for your daddy. You go up there. You do a good job now, honey." And then he reached underneath my sundress and pinched me on the bottom.
Whoa, dude.
I know, right? So my reaction was to have nothing to say. I was just apoplectic. But they turned to me and said, "It's your turn now." So I stood in front of the crowd, and I said, "Instead of talking about my dad's qualifications for this job, let me ask you, do you really want to vote for someone that would pinch a young woman on her bottom?"
Yes.
And I learned so much about holding people accountable.
Yeah.
You know, I thought my dad's going to kill me, and he was so proud of me for being courageous, and I learned then, wow, I have a voice. It was a really pivotal time in my kind of maturation.
That's pretty cool.
It's funny. Now, Lisa, we are a Christian station, so we were actually just talking about the Book of James talks about the taming of the tongue and how, like, these simple words can start this forest fire. You wrote a book called Seven Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big. Fierce Optimism. Seven Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big. And it seems like right now, at least in our culture, it's those that just throw out the most outlandish things or claim somebody else is being racist or just there's so much gnarly backbiting, infighting going on in our culture. Talk a little bit about the idea of, especially in America, trying to play nice and how that can lead to winning big.
You know, what you're talking about is so concerning because it's the turnaround. It's the switcheroo. It's the not being accountable and pointing the finger somewhere else. And I think that one of the culprits is all these people that have keyboard courage, you know, that don't have to face anybody with what they're saying necessarily. That's one side to it. And the other side is what you talked about, people that are willing to face it, but facing it in some sort of a physical showdown, which is a loser all the way around. You know, I think that when we are really...
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
That's us. Hello. Hello.
Wait, what?
905.
High today of 94 degrees.
Check him, road.
Yeah, man.
Not seeing any accidents this morning. The one that happened earlier on 40 eastbound and 12th has been cleared. Looks like traffic is moving along smoothly, guys. That's your look
at traffic. Thanks for joining us. Just thank you.
I mean, always, man.
585 Live. Live line. can call us, 338-3700. B-Flo and her wonderful family out in Tennessee right now, just traveling through on their way to Virginia.
Oh, listening B-Flo. Right now. Big old jerk. You leaving, jerk?
It's beautiful in Tennessee.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Do you go through Nashville?
Which one was B-Flo again? I already forgot. Was that, who was he?
Messed up, man.
Brian? Brandon. Barganon. I can't remember him. Was he cool?
It's messed up, man.
Just, you know.
Just let him talk himself to death.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's what I was saying.
That's not nice.
No, I mean, you know.
That apologize. Is mean. It's a real
it's
mean.
Real life, man. It's real. It's real.
It's not real.
All right, let me talk to you about this guy here. A 27-year-old guy.
Nice.
Connecticut.
Cool.
Gosh, Connecticut is beautiful.
Connect, I cut.
This 27-year-old guy in Connecticut named Dwayne Crawford got pulled over by the cops last Wednesday after some sort of road rage incident.
Good grief.
So Dwayne decided it'd be a good idea to take off running. So one of the cops, they started chasing him on foot. We've all seen cops.
We've seen cops. We've
seen this over and over again.
We all have gotten sweaty.
I love the camera when the camera starts running and we're trying to keep up. Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Eventually someone gets tased. Oh, so good.
You're down for that tase.
So good. Well, apparently Dwayne had a big enough head start, or he was just faster because it looked like he might get away. Maybe the cop had too many donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Get
what?
Out.
What? What did I say?
Right now.
What did I say?
He's probably right.
Leave!
There.
What happened?
You, sir!
No, anyone, no matter their profession, that enjoys too many donuts will not be able to run for
that's
a period.
That's quite true, actually. That is quite true.
I said he might have had too many donuts. Luckily, there was a random guy just driving by. Saw the cop. Get on the ground. Okay, I'm not going to be able to. Okay.
Was it Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Yeah.
Like, who was this?
Yeah. So this guy just pulls over and rolls down his window and says, hop on in.
No! Surrender!
To the cop?
Yeah!
Yeah!
You need a lift?
Woo! Get on in, bud. I got you.
That's right. So he got in, and they sped off, man. They were after Dwayne.
Get him.
He didn't have a chance. So, of course, they just went right by Dwayne. I mean,
vroom. Wait, what?
And then stopped, and the cop got out, so that way he was in front of Dwayne.
Okay, I'm like, wait, what?
And then Dwayne ran the other way. Oh, darn it. So he's... Okay.
Dude, you need to stop, Dex. You're getting sweaty trying to react.
Can you breathe okay?
Well, luckily, the guy that was driving, you know, saw, okay, let's try this again. Rolls down the window. Get on in. We'll go back. Okay. Gets back in the car, and they take off after Dwayne. Man, Dwayne must be an Olympic runner.
It's Dwayne the Rock Johnson, guys. No wonder. Man.
So they drove past Dwayne again.
Wait, what? Oh,
and he
gosh.
Dropped the cop right in front of Dwayne.
He didn't, like, open the door and hit him. Boom!
No, just dropped him right in front. So what did Dwayne do?
He turned around and ran the other way.
Oh, gosh.
Dwayne was like, come on, guys.
Oh, gosh. I'll get on the ground.
Never surrender.
Yeah, okay. Woo! So he got back in the car. And then they went chasing after Dwayne again. Dwayne's just bucking it, man.
How terrible a driver. Yeah.
Dwayne was rocking.
Man. So again, they got right in front of Dwayne. I mean, they just boom, right past Dwayne.
No, why would they keep doing that?
They had to do it.
Okay, I made most of that up.
It only happened one time. Are you kidding?
It only happened one time. It only happened one time. Yeah. The first time they sped past Dwayne, dropped the cop right in front of him. Mm-hmm. He got arrested. He's facing multiple charges for breach of peace.
Dang.
Driving on a suspended license.
Never surrender.
Possession of cocaine and a parole violation.
He had the cocaine?
The guy who gave the cop a ride drove away before they could get his name, so no one knows who he is.
It was an angel.
Police department put out a statement thanking the anonymous citizen who decided to help them
out. Thank you, citizen. You've done well.
That's cool.
Never surrender.
It's good.
It's funny. It's the first time I read this story. I'm like, so they drove in front. Why didn't Dwayne just turn around and just run the other way?
Come on, Dwayne. He was a criminal. We all know criminals. They lose it. You know, they just don't know how to think anymore.
If we can get in front of him, then you'll
what
be able to catch
him. What am I going
to
do now?
I'll drop you off like 100 yards in front of him. So then when Dwayne is running, you'll be right there in front of him.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Criminals, man. Just good stuff.
Criminals be cray.
338-3700. It's the Monday Mindset this morning. What's on your mind? What is stirring in your heart?
There's been a lot of talk about our words.
Yeah, let's hear
where
it.
We do things.
I like that little conversation we're having before Lisa.
Well, even with Lisa. That was great, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lisa was talking Trump, man.
She added some solid insight.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. I would have thought that she would have actually spent some time with Trump, but I guess that's not the case with that reality show.
It's like, well, reality show. And then she's interviewed him before for like ET and stuff. But
yeah.
How much she do you on really with know? John Tesh?
Her and John Tesh actually had a show together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
good thing I wasn't sure about that. We wouldn't have been talking Trump. We'd have been talking Tesh.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, man.
But he got fired. Like, they had a show, John and Lisa. Remember?
Whatever, dude.
And
John
then he
Tesh
got fired after like 6 months.
He
and
put out a gospel
out.
Album. He's like a big-time midday radio host right now. Magic
every
99.
Time you go to the dentist, it's like, well, there he is.
He gives me solid advice. He's like, hi out there. Just want to give you some life advice. They say that if you have a cat, you're better than everybody else. So have a good day.
I'm like, John Tesh
John
did
Tesh.
Not say that.
Yeah, he doesn't say that.
He doesn't say anything.
He said it to me.
No.
Yes, he did. He Facebooked me. He said, this is John Tesh. Don't tell anybody about this, but I just wanted to talk to you about Beans. He's the best cat in the world. Also, Panda is there, too. You're better than everybody else. Don't let Steve on Dex hold you down. They think they're so cool. But
wow. You know what? Cut his mic.
Yeah, please do. Just right now.
They're not
Sean
cool.
Tesh
they're really stupid.
Just done.
Dex sweats so much.
I'm just so tired from running. Man.
You really were.
Dwayne was fast.
You weren't even running.
Gosh.
You were just talking about it.
No. I was running. My ears are sweating right now.
You know, talking about something and doing it's two different things.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
585 Live, you can hit us up on the live line. So it's the Monday Mindset. What is what's stirring in your heart? What have you been thinking about this weekend? You know, maybe you've hurt somebody. Maybe you need to apologize to them.
Mm.
Maybe you need to seek forgiveness.
Forgiveness!
Your phone's
it's going. Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, wow. Answer it.
Answer it on the
you
air.
Just answer
it's
it.
It's probably a creditor.
I'm sure it's totally
answer
normal.
It.
It's not mine. It's my brother's.
What?
It's my his old number. I get all of his creditors after me now.
Dang it.
Oh, gosh.
It's my brother's
sure.
old number.
Sure. Yeah.
Let me answer it. They'll never call back.
Lisa no, Gibbons just it. Talked to us about
yes,
taking responsibility
Dang
and
it.
Accountability and blah, 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 blah. Accountability, man.
You got to be held accountable.
You do sometimes. Sometimes things from your past, you know, it's like there's nothing you can do about it. And once you are held accountable, you know what you need to do? Just
let it go.
Let it go. Axl Rose.
Do you confront
example.
That person,
wait,
though?
Wait. He segued into the Axl Rose story.
Well, it's a perfect example.
Well, do you confront that person, though?
I would say.
What do you mean confront them? Are they trying to hold you accountable or are they throwing out like fiery arrow lies?
I don't know.
Arrow lies!
What if they wronged you in some way?
Okay. Well, Matthew 18 always talks about going to your brother. If somebody's like wronged you, you go to them.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Situation. Air the situation music, Dex. So say a friend wronged you. You've been dealing with it for a long time.
Yeah.
You finally have gotten to a better place. You've forgiven them. It's been 4 years.
4 years.
Okay.
Part of you starts to think, well, maybe I need to just talk to him about it. Like, maybe I just need to confront him about what they did because maybe they've done this to other people.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Uh-huh.
You go and creep them on Facebook.
Wait, I'm like...
They don't even look like they remember who you had a friend request.
This is very specific.
You had a friend request.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So obviously they forgot about you.
Yeah.
Do you still confront the person? Oh. For forgiveness? Like, do you go to them and say, hey, a long time ago, you wronged me.
Oh, no.
But now I have forgiven you, and I want you to know that you are free.
No. No, because if they've obviously forgotten, they don't even remember. Sometimes you just got to let it slide. Especially if it's been like 4 years. You're like, hey, man, 4 years ago, you did something to wrong me.
Calkin.
Wait, what? No.
We're not sorry. Your call did not go.
Okay, well, we tried.
What was that?
We tried calling Coon. Here's what you do, especially if it was on the internet, okay? If it was on the interwebs and somebody wrongs you, what you do is you obviously immediately go to Google and try and have every trace of that scrubbed from the internet. I mean, it's the basic,
what?
Yeah, basic human principle of
what?
Making sure Google helps you scrub your past you from Google. The internet.
I didn't know you could do that.
You've got to just wipe all traces of the former life off the web. Am I right?
No.
No? Oh. Because well, that's what one, Axl that's Rose impossible. Is trying to
do. Snapchat.
Yeah. 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 Apparently, there is a hilarious photo of Fat Axl going around, and people are fat shaming Axl Rose. It's a very sad thing.
That he is pretty fat.
And a very
he's
big thing.
So fat.
So, of course, sweet pie of mine.
What does his shirt say?
Nothing. Interestingly enough, Axl Rose is trying desperately to get an image taken down of him back when he was a little more chubbins, and it's not working out right now. So instead of going after the like internet people that are posting stuff, he's trying to get Google to take down all traces of him when he was thicker.
You can't do that.
I know.
Hello?
Coon.
Oh, Coon.
Coon is the keyboard player for Waverly.
Hey, keyboard player for Waverly.
What's up, guys?
We've been talking a lot about forgiveness and apologies and all that stuff.
Forgiveness.
It's the Monday
is more
mindset.
Than saying sorry.
Wow. He's right.
I
so anyway,
you for that.
I just got convicted, and so I've called you to tell you that I forgive you for us kicking you out of the band.
No. wait. Is that wrong?
No.
Say that again.
I forgive you, man.
You forgive me.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I'm just going to sit here.
We kicked you out of the band, so I forgive you.
You forgive me for not being as good as Journey's keyboard player? Is that what you're forgiving me for?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know. That's probably unforgivable at this point. But the thing is, I've just been thinking about it a lot. And
I don't think you're understanding the concept of like saying you're apologizing.
No, we interviewed Lisa Gibbon.
Yeah,
she said this was what to do.
And here's the thing. To be fair, John Tesh just chimed in on our Facebook page saying, hi, this is John Tesh, and if you are a cat owner and your name rhymes with Sateo, you are, in fact, better than everyone. Thank you and blessings, John Tesh.
Thank you, John Tesh.
Yeah.
See?
So everyone agrees that Mateo is, yeah. Yeah,
so I guess I'm right again.
And on the live line, somebody just chimed in and said, overlooking a sin is very Christ-like. And so Teo is overlooking your sin of terrible keyboard player.
No, no.
Hang on a second.
That's not his sin. His sin was us kicking him out of the band.
Mm. Oh, God.
What?
And so I
all I know
I
is I was booked.
Buddy.
I've been over that. I've been feeling good about it.
Don't cuss.
Hey, no cursing.
I said Apple.
Okay. Okay.
And then I get a phone call. And this
four years later.
Yeah, it's all about, it's just forgiveness,
so
man.
So you would rather it have just like stayed dead and like forgiven and not dredged it up 4 years later? You don't
Well, I mean, when I had the real talk, quote, end quote, with Matt, I mean, he was very nice and thoughtful, and I thought it was all good. We were friends, and now he's forgiven me.
Yeah, I have. I have, buddy. We're best friends again.
It's been on his mind for like 4 years, man. So he just was like, you know what?
Up with cold sweats at night,
so
thinking,
like,
man,
I gotta forgive
that guy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Y'all do some weird stuff out in Albuquerque, like post stuff about weather and apologize to people weird.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's how we do here in the Southwest.
You should have seen the weather last night, man.
It was crazy. It was like apocalyptic.
Lightning and thunder.
Yeah, John Tesh,
well,
tornadoes.
I'm just going by what Matt posted or something.
You've been creeping on my Facebook?
Oh no.
I thought we were friends.
Wait a second, bud. That's kind of an overstep right there. We had boundaries set up.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know what? I forgive you for posting those things on the internet.
That's not what this is. This is me forgiving you.
I know, but I'm forgiving you for all the
stupid
things you post on social media.
No, if I'm forgiving you, you can't forgive me, too.
But I'm forgiving you for something totally different.
I'm not following.
No, Steve-O, call Dave.
Oh, wait, what?
We need to get Dave on the line, too.
No. At the same time?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Hold on, Coon. Hang out with us.
Man. What are we doing?
I'm calling Dave.
We're calling Dave, I guess.
You didn't press a button, Steve-O.
I know. Hold on, buddy.
I'm watching it.
Okay. Stand up.
You just wait on the line, Coon. We're going to get this settled. Use your phone, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Try.
Well, because I used to have him on my phone as Daverly, but then I'm like, we've been friends long enough that I can put his real last name in. And then I'm like, wait, what's Dave's real last name?
Grief alive.
This is embarrassing. I don't know if we can. Here we go.
Just hang on the line. Steve-O doesn't know how to operate a phone.
Yeah, hold on.
You don't even have Dave's last name in there.
I don't need it.
Yellow?
Hey, Daverly.
Hey
man.
Dave, this is Matt.
You gotta let me set it up because you're part of it. I'm the moderator, the mediator, I'm the instigator. I mean, okay.
The Terminator.
Dave,
is that the game we're playing?
Yeah, man. You are currently on the line with one Ryan Allen Coon.
What up, Dave?
What up, brother?
No.
Man, how
no,
you doing?
No.
Wait, stop it. Stop it!
What?
Coon. Okay, now, setting this up for the radio. Dave, former frontman of the now defunct Waverly.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Teo.
Hey, you said no cussing.
Our co-host here. he is the former bass player in Waverly, and Coon, the former keyboard player. So we called Coon because Matt. Has been stewing on this for about 4 years.
Let me tell you. Okay, I have been getting no sleep.
Yeah.
And I decided it was time for us to forgive Coon for us kicking him out of the band.
Yes!
And so I called him this morning, and he's being all obstinate about it.
Wow, good word. So
that doesn't. It still doesn't sound right when I hear it.
Shut
like,
up,
I don't
Coon.
Understand.
Tell him, Dave.
Dave, tell him. Tell him you forgive
him.
I
mean, the best you'll get from me right now is probably... Apology accepted?
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
Nice.
That's good.
Oh, my.
That's good. Said.
So you're with them. You're with them on this day?
With who? With whom?
With Matt and Steve-O.
Wait. What? How did I get thrown in? I'm not even in the band.
Excuse me. My name is Teo on this station.
And I will say this, however, our listeners do truly believe that I broke Waverly up. So, you know, just if you guys want to go ahead and apologize to me for putting that out there.
No, we don't apologize to you.
Wait, but you guys are the ones that started the rumor I broke Waverly up so that you wouldn't have to deal with the fact that Coon was kicked out of the band.
Tell him, Coon.
I didn't know it was a rumor that you did that. I thought it was, like, fact.
What?
Of course,
what?
I was out of the band then, so I don't know.
Oh, man. It was just, you know... Sometimes.
What are the sides here? Coon, you said I'm on their side. Like, what is their side?
Yeah, wait. What
the
side?
The apologetic one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Who are you sorry to, Dave? There are too many people on this line.
Coon, yeah. I'm sorry to Coon.
Oh, just to Coon?
Coon,
what about to me?
Dave, you don't have to apologize to Coon.
See, that sounds like a legitimate just apology. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry. And then I can go, I forgive you, Dave. See how easy that works, Matt?
Nope.
So what are Steve-O and Matt doing? And why do I gotta forgive Steve-O?
Well,
or apologize to Steve-O?
Yeah, you have to. Because listen,
why?
Listen, hey, what I have to say is obvious. Okay, like,
no, don't do this.
Oh my gosh!
Now I just wanted to call you guys to tell you that earlier I played Praise in the Door. It was fun.
Yeah.
That was the real. Did we, that's the real point. Of
did we?
Call.
Did we win a K Love Award for it?
We
or did.
Did
they
nothing.
Get it wrong and put sleeper on the
they
list?
They played it though. They did play it. That was nice.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to? I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, this is Dex, guys. He's
I don't know.
You've never heard of me?
Who is to Waverly? Who's
yeah. never heard of us?
Dave.
Who was that
Coon?
Weird radio voice I heard?
Yeah, that was Dex.
You ain't scared of me. You ain't afraid of me.
So yeah. Anyway, yeah, Coon, you're forgiven.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I thought we just cleared that up.
Yeah,
yeah,
that you're forgiven. Are we going to get the band back together or not? Yeah, let's get the band back together, guys. Steve-O, you're not in the band. Oh,
all I'm trying to do is make it to my Figure One drawing class here at Ole Miss. All right, that's all I'm trying to do.
Oh my gosh! Tell everybody what you're drawing, Coon. Tell everybody on the Christian station what you're drawing.
I'm drawing nude models.
Oh,
okay,
what?
There it is.
Now, wow. You can't be forgiven for that.
Hey, it's figure drawing.
What'd you say,
it's
Dave?
Figure.
I knew they weren't a Christian band the whole time.
Coon, gosh, Coon! I gotta
what?
No, stop it!
All
stop
right,
guys, it! It is certain now. You've gone too far. No, stop! Gosh, we are finding
you
out the
get
worst
away with
about
it.
You.
Here.
The wrong inside here. Runs so thick. Okay, guys, we gotta go. So thanks for answering your phones today.
Very nice to meet you
yeah.
guys.
Wait,
anytime,
one more. Forgive
man.
And forget.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Nothing. I'm definitely going to check
forget,
you guys,
guys
out. I'm going to check you
forget,
guys out.
Forget.
Waverly.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Stop.
Spell
yeah.
it with an E.
Stop
sorry.
It.
With an E. Okay.
Okay. Right. You're forgiven.
Right.
Okay.
You're
forgiven.
Thank
guys.
You all. Thanks, guys.
Forgive you guys.
Hey, guys.
Forgive you.
Hey. Thanks.
Thank
yeah.
you. Forgive you.
Now,
thank
Coon.
You, Dave.
Coon. Thank you.
Forgive you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Steve-O. Thank you, Dick.
Guys, it's yeah. Teo now.
Forgive you.
Changed my life.
Teo. Sorry.
I'm not following.
All right.
Thanks,
Coon.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye. Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Tributes paid around the world for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. Funeral plans are solidifying. His family will accompany Ali's body to his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky over the next few days, and a private funeral is scheduled for Thursday.
Donald Trump has complained that a federal judge overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University has been unfair because he is, quote, Mexican.
He's not treating me fairly.
The Stanley Cup Final is moving to San Jose for Game 4. The San Jose Sharks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
An oil train derailment and fire has damaged essential city services in a small Oregon town, say officials in Mosier.
Tops at the movie.
Why are we going with the turtle?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out of the shadows, selling $35.2 million worth of tickets.
Los Angeles County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says Topanga residents are being warned to get out.
We're concerned that fire could move east toward the residents in Topanga Canyon.
Novak Djokovic has won the French Open. The Serb becomes only the third man in tennis history to win 4 consecutive major championships.
9:37.
High today of 94 degrees.
Let me look at y'all, man.
I don't see anything. Check the track.
Who's excited? There we go.
585 live.
What are the people saying on the phone?
Live line. You can call us 338-3700.
Somebody says, never realized how southern Waverly was till now. Yeah, you have no idea.
Pretty southernly, I tell you. Before the break, Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And the internet. Recap.
Okay. Axl Rose ate a lot of cheeseburgers, got chubby because he didn't want to front a band, sat around and did nothing, then did like a one-off Chinese democracy show where he was very much overweight.
It's a
like,
great
like meatloaf overweight. Not the musician, but like, I mean like the dinner plate.
Come on, man.
And somebody took a picture of it, and now sadly, you know, I mean, hey, he's older, he's fitter.
What?
And he wants that old chubby photo scrubbed from the internet.
Nope.
Because people are fat shaming him, which is not okay. Which is one thing that's kind of frustrating. It's like, well, it's Axl Rose. Who cares? Am I right? It's
you
never
know,
okay to fat shame
we
somebody.
Actually had a similar
question on our live line earlier when we were talking about... Who are we talking about? Which celebrity were we talking
Muhammad
about?
Muhammad Ali?
Ben?
No, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
We're talking about Paul Rudd way earlier on the show, and then the question was posed on our live line. They said, yeah, but for a celebrity that gets paid that much, I mean... Should it be a problem for people to go up and have and ask them, you know, to take a picture? Like, shouldn't they have to?
See,
do
I kind of agree with that.
Because Paul Rudd was at dinner up in Santa Fe, and somebody went up and approached him, asked him if they could take a picture, and he said, "Hey, if you catch me at the end of dinner when we're outside, yes. But right now, I'm trying to eat dinner.
Here it is."
And you know, then next you know, it'll never end with people wanting to take a picture with him. So he asked if he could just enjoy his dinner, and somebody said. What?
Somebody said, should you feel bad for a star who gets paid the amount of money he does to have to sit for an hour here and there and take pictures of himself? I think, though, you're saying here and there. It's not here and there.
Yeah, especially if you're
for somebody like Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Wherever you go.
Every single place you go, any time of day.
Yeah. And I can't imagine what that would be like. I mean, it would get old really
It's pretty
quick.
Uncomfortable. I can't, you know, like at Walmart, I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to buy stuff. It's obnoxious, but
yeah.
I mean, you just learn to live
Okay. For us, it is such a small. I mean, we can kind of get like a microscopic.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we kind of can. Because
somebody recognized me the other day.
Because for us,
seriously,
for us, yeah, that's the thing. For us, it does feel kind of nice when someone recognizes you in a way. It really does. So now think about multiplying that where every human being almost on planet Earth knows who you are. You can't go anywhere without getting mobbed.
Somebody walked up to me. I can't remember where we were, but it was me and Donna Johnny, and I think her mom or her sister. It was when they were in town. And they walked up and they said, hey, Teo, enjoy the show. It was real cool, real nice. And I was like,
see, that's
what?
Cool. Yeah.
It caught me off guard for real. Because I was like, I don't want anybody to know what I look like.
But again, there's a difference. That's like one random person, you know, at the Little League fields. We took a picture with Joey on Friday, which is
Joey.
Awesome.
Gosh, man, I was there. I saw you.
But it didn't start like a chain reaction of people going, ooh, I want my picture with that person. You know, so I do think there's a difference. And granted,
is that why you were making all those people line up?
Stop.
And they were like, what is happening?
All right, we need a single file line.
Steve-O was like, you get chili dogs
$25
here.
For chili a dogs. Photo, $50 if you want it autographed.
Good morning.
Good morning, dude.
What up?
What up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
We were in Maui, in Hawaii, just at the end of this past year, and went into a little shop, and we're rapping out with these shop owners, and they had all this rad art and all this stuff, and Paul Rudd had just been there, like, I guess, like, the day or two before, and he was like, I didn't even know who he was, and then he was like, oh, and... He started laughing, his wife started laughing, and then they went into this long Paul Rudd story about just what a humble, rad dude he was, and the fact that he actually told both the husband and the wife, gave him his home phone number, his card, and was like, when you guys come to Cali, you guys stay with us.
What?
Wow.
So just on the flip side, a real story about real life about Paul Rudd, just on and off the court type of deal. Dude's super awesome, rad, super humble guy.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
You guys have a rad day, man. Love you.
You too. Love that guy.
You know whose autograph I want? Hot dog girl.
Hot dog girl. Hot diggity dog. Oh, man, I had a question. I forgot it.
Oh, sorry. Were you talking autographs? I can't remember last time I was like, dude, I want this autograph. That's weird to me. But I understand the idea of, you know, like we were talking earlier with Paul Rudd, and maybe, you know, Brody or my kids, they love Ant-Man, would want a picture with him. But I don't know that I would want to inconvenience him in the middle of dinner just to try and get an awkward photo. You know, poor guy.
Yeah, I'd never
He's trying
that.
To eat.
Yeah.
Let him eat. He's still a human being. I think when we put people on pedestals and all we're doing is setting ourselves up for failure because... Unfortunately, I think we hear more often than not stories where it's like, oh, I hate this celebrity. Why? Well, because I was at Target and they were in the dressing room trying to try on clothes and they wouldn't take a picture with me in the dressing room. And you're like,
and I was even peeking under. I was like, hey, I'm down here just real quick.
Cool story.
Isn't that why, though? Okay, if you're on that level where people want to meet you, people want to get their picture taken with you, you... Don't you have to be...
I think within reason, it would behoove you to be humble. But We use celebrities as currency. We use them as social currency. So in my opinion, they don't owe us anything. Think about it.
Right.
If Paul Rudd was walking outside, most of us, a few of us, would genuinely appreciate the fact that it's freaking Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, he is awesome. I've loved him since Clueless.
Yep.
You know, he's great. He's so cool. I just want to meet him. I just want to talk to him. I don't really care about the picture. But the majority of us would use that for likes on Instagram.
Right.
To basically, like, we use him as currency. Yep. It's like, this is how cool I am. Look who I hung out with. Mm, yeah. You know? That's using somebody.
So here,
so I totally get the side where they say, I don't owe you anything. Right. Because they don't.
And here's the Jesus juke question, because we got one from Roswell. On the live line, 585 live. If you'd like to chime in on the show, now this is pure conjecture, speculation. We can't know the answer to this. Would Jesus do selfies if he was walking Earth?
Yeah,
you think so?
I think so. He would deny a selfie. You're telling me Jesus would deny?
Well,
a selfie?
We were told
deny
to,
your
we
selfie.
Beat you.
Beat you to
hatred. He beat me to it.
Yeah.
Take up your cross and deny your selfie. That's a tough one, because then you think about, like, there are stories where he's going through cities.
He was straight up a celebrity.
Like, yeah, and there were thousands of people following him, and he's trying to get to his destination.
People just wanted to touch
so much so
his
that
garments.
People, exactly, people were trying to touch him, but he wasn't, like, stopping and going, touch me, everyone, right now, right here.
Yeah, you forget, too, he snuck around a lot.
Exactly. I was just going to say,
like,
that.
Jesus would sneak off.
Yeah, he would sneak off.
Let's jump in this boat and get to the other side.
He would always tell
this
people,
is crazy.
Hey, make sure you don't tell people that I'm here.
But again, there was a time and a place, because there was a time where he's just lounging and it's like, hey, whoa, 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 why are you hindering that child? Let the children come to me. Want to kick it with the kids? Let's rock this. So I think, once again, it comes down to a time and a place. I always tell the story because I just can't, I'm sorry, I won't say her name. A good friend of mine, his little sister, she was in the bathroom of a restaurant here in Albuquerque and ran into Helena Bonham Carter. One of the raddest actresses on the planet. She's amazing. She's so diverse.
She's
and just
so weird.
Somebody I would love to talk to. Probably not in the bathroom, though. But I just remember popping up on Facebook one day, her in the bathroom, like stalls behind them, selfie! And it was so gracious of Helena Bonham Carter to take that photo. But I was like, dude, I don't know that I could ever be like, hey, bro, I know you're at the stall, but can we pop a quick selfie? Yeah. Like, for what gain? What purpose? Reese Roper, Five Iron Frenzy frontman, for years, he did not sign autographs because he didn't understand the celebrity aspect of it. Because he's like, I'm in a band, and more so, I'm in a Christian band, and I'm not trying to get glory out of this. Like, I know, so no, you know? I think he softened up in recent years to the idea that, you know, I mean, for some.
Yeah, but if you can make someone feel good for a moment, you can give them.
But it's a hollow good feeling, right?
No, you're right. But
it's not a true satisfying feeling. Like, if I ran into Paul Rudd, would I really have this longing satisfaction if I was like, dude, he totally signed my napkin at Flying Star?
You know, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
No, shut up. No, it would not.
I'd get some good money for that.
I think, ironically enough, the best way, the fastest way to get to know a celebrity is to treat them like a normal person.
Yep.
And that does not include taking pictures with them. Because do you go take pictures with, like, Nate Hoffman walking outside right now, our IT guy?
I shared the story
with
you two before. I had the opportunity early on in my radio career to sit down and interview Jared Leto.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when 30 Seconds to Mars, you know, first came on the scene, Jared Leto, this big movie actor. And he came into the studio with his band, and I remember I treated him like he was in a band. I didn't treat him like the Jared
Leto. Like an up-and-coming band.
Yeah, and we went to dinner later that night. We hung out. We talked for about an hour and a half, had a great dinner, and I interviewed him on the radio again outside of the Sunshine Theater. And he, while we were waiting to go on the air, he told me, and I don't know if he was just trying to be really nice, because he was such a nice guy, but he said, I just want to thank you for treating me with respect and respecting the fact that I'm doing this band thing right now, because I can't stand it when I'm doing the rock band thing and people want me to be the actor because, you know, and then he's just weird that way. But you know, I treated him like a human being. We had a good time, and he respected that. He loved that, you know? Never forget that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Shared a steak together.
Tell us more about it. Tell us more about your cool interaction with Jared Leto. Come on.
His hair was great that night.
Oh, my gosh. Every night.
Those blue eyes, man. Never forget.
Just Icelandic ocean blue.
Never forget. I didn't ask him for any pictures, nothing. You know? No, it was just one of those things that was like, hanging out. But inside of me, I was going, I'm totally hanging, eating dinner with Jared Leto. That was on the inside, but I was playing it cool on the outside, you know? I was just Jared Leto. Who's this guy?
Everybody's got that, I think.
That's personal.
With different people. Because, I mean, it's all perspective. Some people would go, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And others are going, right now, going, who? I don't know. I don't know who that is. But they'd freak out over, like, Eugene Peterson. You know what I mean? It's like, cool. Like, we all have different tastes, flavors, and perspectives. And
Bill Peterson from Better Call Saul.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Amen. Gosh.
Yeah.
338-3700. Got a little bit of the show left if you'd like to call in. Anybody say anything on the
Who is this person talking about, like, internet?
I feel like
Bible
it's Rodney because it says Roswell, and I just assume. Yeah, it'd be Rodney.
Would Ezekiel Instagram the wheels of fire? Does that sound as lame as it reads when I say it out loud?
Yeah.
Tao, why don't you wrap up your last little bit
there
of headlines?
There are three news items.
Good. We're almost done. It's three. Almost time to get out of here on a Monday.
Someone in England recently took a picture of something on a conveyor belt at the airport. Apparently, it was someone's checked luggage. What was that item?
A guitar.
Nope.
Drum set.
Nope.
A baby.
Nope. Box of crayons.
Nope.
A poodle.
Nope.
Paul Rudd.
Nope.
Kelly Ripa.
It was a stick.
Wait, what? Like a walking stick?
Just a common, ordinary stick. It doesn't even look like a walking stick.
They checked the stick?
It just looks like a stick.
No. Look at it.
Let me describe it to you guys. It's a...
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful stick. Just a piece of wood. Probably from a tree. Doesn't look petrified.
It's not from a tree.
Doesn't even look like a walking stick. It just looks like a stick. Pretty awesome. Prophets of Rage, the supergroup featuring members of Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy's Chuck D, and Cypress Hill's Be Real, have revealed they'll be in Cleveland to make America rage again.
What?
Yeah. So remember back in the day, Rage Against the Machine, music video, they're down at the Capitol doing the same thing.
No way. No way. Ultimate throwback.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Is it?
Why is it not?
I can imagine, though, it's going to be fires.
Yeah.
There's going to be, it's going to
be, there
be
fires?
Riots.
Ew.
And then finally, this comes out of Florida, so I know it's not a whiskey tango, but it might as well be. In Palm Beach, Florida.
Not beautiful.
A man is in jail after allegedly running over a couple that was under a tent at the Redneck Mud Park. So this guy became angry after an ice chest fell off a vehicle at this campground and it broke. So it sparked up an argument. He left the campsite, made some comments about getting his ATV and running him over. Well, normally you would just dismiss that as hearsay, maybe the ramblings of a diabetic. But anyway, this guy did exactly that. He went and got his ATV, and he came back, and he ran him over. What? And now he's in jail.
Oh, no. His mic's cutting out.
Guys, can you
hear? That
guys,
is so weird.
Can you hear me?
That means
are you okay?
That means your XLR cable.
My voice. What happened?
Did this story affect you deeply?
Dude, that happened to me this weekend with my guitar.
Was it the diabetic comment?
Is my diabetes came
out? It was a joke.
Man.
Wow.
What do you mean it happened to you?
Check.
This weekend we were out rocking worship at Calvary Knob Hill, Lobo Theater.
Mm-hmm.
No guitar. Like I started strumming and there's nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Are you serious?
Wonderful.
What is going on?
Okay. All right.
public access channel. So, guys, this is what it's come to. Our budget sucks, and this is just primo professional radio.
You guys
want to
support a nonprofit? We're up.
We are.
So this dude Trey, ironically, his name's Trey Hill, which is the name of one of my best friends, and his girlfriend Sabrina. They were inside a tent, and then they heard something coming. Sounded like an ATV, and then the ATV ran over the tent. They were able to get outside, and Edwards was sitting on his ATV, and he told him, "Oh, I didn't know you were in there."
What?
The police arrived to find the couple with tire markings on their bodies, and Edwards was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Dude, speaking of deadly weapons, this new supergroup, Prophets of Rage, I'm thinking this is going to be a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah.
Going back to it, they're playing a show in Cleveland. What's not stated was it's the same day as the Republican National Convention.
Okay.
They're doing it on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
To cause a ruckus with, well, the Republican National
that
Convention.
That is not going to be good.
It's not going to be good. Side note, if they don't go to prison, they're actually playing Albuquerque in October.
All right. Good morning. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Are you there?
Okay, thank you.
Everything is broken. Guys, that's all my news. It's done.
Well, good. We're done. We're out of show.
Show is over. See, to me, this is a terrible idea.
Prophets of Rage, man.
Dude, at the Republican National Convention, same night, here was the quote. The band promises they will cause a ruckus while in Cleveland.
They're going to cause a ruckus now. That's for real.
Perfect. Just what we need, man.
Well, we had Lisa Gibbons on, Celebrity Apprentice winner. She was just fantastic. Fabulous.
Jeff,
we had comedian Ben Gleb. He was,
it was pretty
Come
glib.
Come on, it wasn't terrible.
Nah.
The interview was glib.
Not one of my favorites. But, you know, my opinion. What else happened this morning? What else did we do? Did we do anything else?
We had some fun.
Did we?
Forgave some old grudges.
That's right. Reuniting. Just one last time.
Feels so good.
Thank you for all the Monday Mindset. Text in. What's stirring in your hearts, your minds? What are you thinking about? Well, if we can encourage you guys to keep pushing forward today. Mondays are hard. Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. Let's go.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.